and in Pompano Beach.
Blog Talk Radio.
Men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Hello, I'm Barbara Joy, the Ship's Guru, and I invite you to connect with me every Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN 1470 AM Boca Raton, Florida, or blogtalkradio.com/ShiftGuru. Listen to the Creating Cafe, consider the possibilities, and let me assist you in shifting those limiting beliefs so you become the dynamic, creating individual you're intended to be.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
Baby, I thought you hear the drum of thunder. You got a shaking out and crazy. I caught the band is saying something. Hey, everybody in the jumping. You got a sidebar.
All right, of course. John Hollis here. We got a special edition tonight of the East Coast Music Scene. We're going to be in here with Kevin King. Kevin King is going to be interviewing a great musician that's with the Hooters. And he's going to be talking more about that. Who are you interviewing and what are you doing?
The drummer named David Yusicki, and he's been with the Hooters for 30 years.
Sounds good, man. And that was one of their tunes that we started out with. And, of course, we are looking forward to a great night of fun here at Rockers in Recovery. I am sure that this is going to be a very exciting show, folks, over the next few hours. And hold us to the number of 30. 30 seconds is our number tonight, folks. 20 seconds is our number tonight. Sorry about that. All right, so we're actually looking forward to a great show, and we're looking forward to having some fun with it as we go through the night, and we are definitely going to have some fun. And my name is John Hollis. I'm the host for the next at least 3 hours live. I could go five, depending on how happy I am by the end of this. And most importantly, I'm looking forward to carrying a message of hope, because that's what Rockers in Recovery Radio is all about. See, Rockers in Recovery is a radio interview talk show, and what we do here at Rockers in Recovery is we interview, as a talk show, we interview, of course, people that play music, write music, and offer music to the general public. And as a talk show here on WNN 1470 AM, because we are a talk show that incorporates music into our talk show. See, what we do is we talk to guests, we interview them, because that's what we do. We are a talk show. Right. And then we do interviews. See, we interview the artist, and then we play a little bit of their music.
Nice.
Just a little bit, just enough to wet your whistle. See, because that's what it's all about. Then you have iTunes. Go download it. Go have some fun. Enjoy. See, I love to be able to let go of my resentments and my things right here on WNN, right here live on 1470. I am John Hollis, and, of course, we are Rockers in Recovery, and, of course, we got Kevin King in from the East Coast music scene tonight, and Kevin's going to be doing his interview. We're going to get Kevin's guest on the line, and we're going to start kicking this thing off. And most importantly, if you are listening tonight, you're going to hear a clip from last night's Johnny B and the Road Dogs. No music. It's a little bit in the background. But you will be hearing, of course, the interview, of course, set to music. So it's actually a good interview. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to having Johnny B, of course, at our concert May 28th. And by the way, folks, the website that we are in the process of building, the website is done. Now we are incorporating the streamer that we just purchased, and we will be streaming our own radio program 24/7, incorporating, of course, the 18 hours a week that we buy here at Beasley Broadcasting into that streamer cast. It's going to be posted up on about 100 different websites. We're working on all of the different, different affiliates that we're going to be working with. And we're starting out with 100, and we're hoping by January to have, of course, our streamer streaming on 1,000 websites. That's my goal. That's my goal, baby. Have 1,000 people say, yeah, John, you can put that on our site because we like what you're doing. So we're looking forward to it. And, of course, that's Kevin King's, his cell phone. Who was that, Kevin?
That was Dan McMahon.
Dan McMahon.
Yes.
Dan McMahon. We want to say hello to Dan McMahon, of course. What we're going to do right now is we're going to, of course, go to our guest and, Kevin's guest, and Kevin's going to take it from here.
Kevin, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, tonight's guest is David Yusikian. David's played with the Hooters for 30 years. He's also recorded with Alice Cooper, Rod Stewart, Cyndi Lauper. The list is endless, but we have David on tonight talking about this new album called In the Pocket, the Essential Songs of Philadelphia. David, we have you online.
I'm sorry, I barely hear you. Can you say that again?
I just was wondering if we had you on the line, David.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Maybe it's my hearing must be a little bit shocked these days, but I can hear you now. I'm good.
Yeah, it might be drumming for over 30 to 40 years, I guess. Huh? So, David, the reason we wanted to bring you on tonight was to talk about this new album that you're doing, and I would just I'd like you to share, you know, right from the beginning, the conception, why you're doing it, and just share with our audience your thoughts behind this album.
Well, you know, basically the project is called In the Pocket, Essential Songs of Philadelphia. I lived in California. I grew up in Philadelphia, and I moved to California 20 years ago, and the Hooters, all the guys in the Hooters are still based out of Philadelphia. A couple of them have recording studios in Philadelphia, so I would come back here about maybe 5-6 times a year, either rehearse, recording, or, you know, if we're doing a tour or doing some special show, I'd come back. So I always had a little dose of Philadelphia over the last 20 years. About nearly 2 years ago, I moved back to live here again. And when I came back, I always loved the city. I love the city. I love the people. But there was a different vibe here when I came back. You know, it just seemed like, you know, there were people having, when I left there, they weren't at the tables out, like, wasn't as much like a European setting where people would have tables set up outside, and Rittenhouse Square was bustling. And so, you know, what happened was I wanted to start a recording project of my own, and I was looking for ideas. And then one day my girlfriend and I were having lunch, and, you know, she was actually the one who had the idea, like, why don't you record some of the songs that inspired you in Philly? And I was, that's it. You know, it was almost like back in the day, Gene Krupa, Buddy Rich, and guys, they would do like Tommy Dorsey records or Benny Goodman records. And they weren't necessarily writers or composers, they would find material to record. So my material for In the Pocket, Essential Songs of Philadelphia, is basically songs that inspired me as a young person, as a drummer growing up in Philadelphia. And it's not necessarily songs that, you know, they're bands that even maybe some outside of Philadelphia wouldn't have heard of. Like the first song that we did was a song called On My Mondays, which was written by a band called Youth Camp, and one of the main guys in that band was a guy named Joey Wilson. And Joey I actually played in Youth Camp for a bit, and Joey inspired me a great deal as a playing songs, as a drummer playing to the song. And so basically I wanted to pay a homage to Joey. The track after that was a song by Todd Rundgren's band, a band called The Naz, which was recorded in 1967. The song is called Open My Eyes. And that was like one of my all-time favorite songs. And this latest one, we did a song called You Can't Sit Down, which was originally done by Phil Upchurch. The Dovells had it as a hit, and I got Tommy Conwell to come and play guitar and Jay Davidson play on it. So it basically, the project is covering songs that I really loved. And I don't necessarily do the arrangement to GMA. We may do our own concept of the song. And another cool thing about the project is we raise money for a portion of the proceeds go to the Settlement Music School, which has been in existence for over 100 years in Philadelphia for people that want to study music. They give out little scholarships. They get, you know, they help people if they want to play music. It's a great, great organization.
That is wonderful. I mean, it's been really blowing up around Facebook, especially that people that are from Philadelphia that are outside of the area. It's like you said, it's almost like the American Songbook that Sinatra and them would pull from. Now we got something, you know, letting the rest of the country and the world know about the Philadelphia music scene is an amazing project. And also, like you said, giving back to the kids of Philadelphia at the Settlement Music School to, you know, enhance the music and even grow from there to let them know some of the history that we have in our city.
Yeah, it is that. And another really neat aspect of what we've been doing is that, you know, it dawned on me that some of these songs, like, I just assumed that the song Opened My Eyes when I was a teenager, I just assumed that it was I thought it was a hit song, but it was, you know, we heard it on the radio a lot here in Philadelphia. I think it got maybe as far as, you know, maybe number 77 on the Billboard charts back then, but I just assumed that it was a huge hit, which it wasn't. And so it's like getting an opportunity to introduce people to songs that they never heard before. So, you know, if there's some new people get hip to that, then, you know, that's even better. I'm very happy about that.
Now, it's also a brilliant concept. What you've been doing is releasing the songs, like, I guess, what's about every month you've been putting them out, one song a month?
Yeah, well, I'd love to do that frequently, but it's actually been that it's been more like 2.5 months we've been getting out a single. Because what happens, if you go to songsinthepocket.org, you will notice that on the website you can buy the single for 99 cents. You can get it on iTunes or Amazon.com. But what we also include with the track is that we shoot a video, So if you go to the site, you'll see Choose a Track, and you can see all my Mondays. You can see the video that was produced to that. And when we filmed the session, we have a photographer come in. We have a great director, his name is Steve Aceto, who comes in and films it. And we get a little mini documentary of what was going on that day. And then we did the same thing with Open My Eyes. And this recent, most recent one, we did that. And the cool thing, and I didn't mention this, and I should, on with the Dovells, a big someone that broke a lot of those records back in the early 60s, even before the Beatles popped, was a guy named Jerry Blavin.
Of course.
Especially in Philadelphia. Jerry was like an icon, and he still is. Still has got a great show on WXPN. Jerry's, if you see the video, you see Jerry on the video, he's on the track. We got him doing a little intro. We plugged him in, you know, doing a little bit of a little I don't want to say rap, but he was doing before rap was even happening. But we could, Jerry's in the track.
Oh,
and
nice.
He's also a part of it. So, it is something that we get out every 2.5 months or so. And we're about to, you know, I did a gig with T.J. Tindall not too long ago. And T.J. was one of the guys that played on the original Backstabbers, played on a lot of the, you know, Gamble and Huff stuff.
The Sound of Philly, yeah, the Sound of Philly, yeah.
Oh yeah, they did all that stuff. So you know, I want to do a nod to that whole Philly International thing. And TJ's a good friend of mine. I played with him, played on a gazillion of those songs. And him and I and Bobby Eli got together, and we're hoping to do something with one of those real soon, like
wow.
Hopefully within weeks.
That's awesome. When I first saw the page, one of the songs. That's what I put up. Something from the Sound of Philadelphia. So I'm excited about that. That'd be great.
Cool.
Yeah, it is amazing, and just the different artists you brought together. I saw Jeffrey Gaines, of course, Tommy Conwell, and the members of the Hooters.
Everything Rob from the Hooters has helped me out with it. I've actually recorded the track so far these last three. I've used Rob's studio to do it in. James, Bill Whitman, Richard Bush from the A's, Mr. Fonzo from the A's, Greg Davis, who was in Blue Review. He came to play guitar. Bill Whitman played bass. I'm going to mention him already. Jay Davidson. So it's just, it really is. It's been a gas working with all those guys in this type of setting where I normally don't get a chance to do it, or either today.
You know, it's amazing, David, because that scene in Philadelphia, you know, right when you guys hit the Hooters, and then of course Tommy, and I mean, there were so many great bands, the Chestnut Cabarets, the Ambler Cabaret, and the way you guys just took it to MTV was amazing, you know. It's a very amazing thing. So it's just part of it's definitely part of music history, no doubt.
Yeah, you know, it is, and you forget it. I mean, like, and Philly has got such a rich history. That was the one thing that struck me when I got back. I mean, there were bands like, you know, the American Dream, Mick Jameson's band, Todd's band, the Nas, Woody's Truck Stop, Edison Electric, Good God, Johnny's Dance Band. It was just like some great bands. Alan Mann, Ken Queter, and the Secret Kid. You know, J.C. Dobbs had all these really good
Ben
great
Vaughn.
Bands.
Ben Vaughn was a good one, man. Yeah.
Ben Vaughn, man. You know, I mean, it had everything. And then, you know, Bowie and Robert Palmer and Michael Jackson, all those guys came to use the Philly, you know, came to use Baker, Harris, Young, that rhythm section from Sigma.
Right.
Jay Kendall, Bobby Eli, all those guys, you know, were just monster players and just great musicians that contributed so much to the music that came out of that scene. It was fantastic.
Well, David, this is John Hollis. Pleasure to have you on tonight. I got something I got to ask you. This isn't like, you know, a new thing for Philly.
I mean, Philly's been like a mecca of music for, you know, the last 50, 60 years. And, the recordings that came out in the 50s and even in the late 40s out of the Philadelphia area is huge. And, you know, you guys just kind of all followed suit and all fell into place. But it came from a very rich background of music to begin with in that area.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, if you even look, take a walk, nowadays they're honoring some of the cats that came out of Philly. And, you know, Dizzy Gillespie, Philly Joe Jones. I mean, it was a place here years ago that I never got to. And in fact, there's a great, great video on YouTube where Bill Cosby is talking about playing drums. And I believe it was at the Strand where he's talking about going to these jam sessions. And it's the funniest thing on the planet to get a chance to go there. And I was like, wish I could remember their name, but Bill Cosby talked about drumming at a jazz club, and I believe it was there, at, you know, Philly Joe Jones, all these great, great, great musicians that came out of the city. I mean, it's a ridiculous place. It really is, you know.
Yeah, and, of course, you had Bill Haley in the Comets. I mean, there was a lot of folks.
Yeah.
They were all rolling out of there, man. It was a great time period, you know. It was a great time period of innocence. But when you think about it, I mean, it rolled right into, you know, even though, everybody knows that, you know, Bruce and E Street Band, you know, they did a lot of their stuff in New York. But the bottom line is, Bruce is a big Philly band, man. You know, and you guys followed, I mean, David Johansen and all of those guys.
Right.
I mean, it just goes on and on. But you guys, like, really, when you hit it hard and big. It was a beautiful thing, man.
Right. Right. I mean, I like that you brought up Bruce, because Bruce, my partner and my partner in this project is Dallin Tavey. And Dallin, you would go see Bruce at the Main Point all the time.
Yeah, man.
And Bruce, Jackson Brown. I mean, there were great places for bands to play here, and they loved Philadelphia, you know. And then again, we would see the bands and, you know, inspired by that. And, you know, they were inspired by the things that were coming out of Philadelphia as well.
You know something, David, it's an honor to have you on. We want you to hold on. We got to go to a commercial. And then when we come back, we're going to find out, you know, where we can find some Hooters stuff, what you guys are, you know, where your all your information's at, your iTunes and all of that, so that way people can get some downloads. We're going to go out with Open My Eyes, a couple of seconds of that, get some people to hear that a little bit, and then we're going to go to a commercial break and come back with David right after this message.
Working out all my Monday, all my other days, feel like some way, it doesn't matter what the world.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for 3 generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
This is Ricky Bird, and I am a rocker in recovery, and I love to listen to Rockers in Recovery on rockersinrecovery.com.
I never listened to a word you said. I've been listening to myself instead.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, it's me and Kevin King in here tonight for a version of East Coast music scene. And, of course, we're on Rockers in Recovery. Rockers in Recovery can be listened to right here on WNN 1470 AM, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., Saturdays from 3 to 6, Sunday nights from 7 to midnight. And, of course, we incorporate a whole bunch of different shows and different platforms in that. If you want to check us out, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com or you can go to East Coast Music Scene just by throwing it into your search engine, and it'll come up, and we're all over the place, and we look forward to having you tune in with us. We have a concert coming up May 28th. It's our second concert production, and, of course, we look forward to having everybody come out to it, and it is May 28th. And you can go to, of course, rockersinrecovery.com and find out more information. We got Ricky Bird from formerly a Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming down from New York to play at it. We have Chasm Sultan. He's going to be here in town playing at it. And, of course, we have the Road Dogs backing those guys up. And then we have the Keep Coming Back band. We have Johnny B and the Road Dogs and Rhetoric. And we're looking forward to the show. May 28th starts at 1:30 in the afternoon, goes until 6:30. And then, of course, free all the way around. Free entry, free food. Come on down, hang out with us. And we're planning on three of these completely. We already have finished one. We got the second one in May, and then we got a third one in September, and then we ultimately end at the 12-Step Music Fest. So that's November 3rd through the 6th, and we're bringing Chris West with us this time. So thanks for sharing, Chris.
I finally get to go to one of the concerts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
And talking about concerts, let me tell you something. Talking about concerts, if you've never seen a Hooters concert, you are missing much. And, of course, Kevin, go ahead and bring your guest back on.
Hey, David, is this Kevin again?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Dave.
Actually, that was all my Mondays that you played. I opened my eyes, but that's okay. You can play that as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we got it. We got to school the engineer on the other side.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. I like all of them, so that's fine. That's fine.
David, now you've been doing these shows at WXPN, and you're doing one this week. What goes on at one of these shows?
Well, here's I feel it as a single release party because the musicians I have playing, we're not necessarily a band except for Eric, Rob, and myself playing together with the Hooters, but it's a completely different ball. I mean, when we started conceptualizing In the Pocket, we really got together with some of the guys that recorded the first track, and I invited a few friends, and the first one that we did was in a little restaurant, and we invited a bunch of people, and it ended up being a scene, and we just basically played songs. We played the single, and then we said, well, what do you want to play? So, Richard Bush wanted to play something from the Syndicate of Soul, and Eric wanted to play something from The Who, and then, Rob. So it was like one of those things. And then it evolved into more of a, now that we have more people, the last one, I had Alex, Graham Alexander, which I didn't mention now, Graham Alexander,
right,
who happens to be Fran Smith's son playing bass. He came in. And he plays Paul McCartney and on the Broadway show Rain. He's amazing. He's 22 years old. He's great.
Wow.
He came in and we did a couple. We did I'm Down and Long Tall Sally, and we do some A's songs. Of course, we do the stuff from In the Pocket. And but now we're getting more essential songs at Philadelphia. As we get more material, there'll be more to play. And this time around, we're going to play some songs from Tip of the Games. We'll play some Tommy Conwell. We may even play some Hooters. We'll play some A's. And the previous two, we show a video. We show the video that you see on the site. We talk a little bit about the Settlement Music School. And it's a good time. It really is. I mean, if the last two is an indication what this week is going to be like at the World Cafe, it's going to be a gas. I wouldn't mind being in the audience, but I'm going to play.
Nice. Hey, I got a question for you, David, as far as the industry today, because the industry today has totally changed from what the industry was in the 80s. And with the onset of, iTunes and the onset of Amazon and the download and YouTube and all of the rest of the features out there that you can just get online and punch somebody's name in and get their stuff,
right,
it's totally, totally changed. So you have to kind of
take the helm now as a group and say, you know something, hey, check this out. We need to start having these release parties. We need to start having these different informationals out there. Do talk shows where you can get your music played. Do those types of things. Do you ever have any particular situation where licensing comes up or situations like that where, you know, you license your own music, so you can put it out there wherever you want, correct?
Right. I mean, that, as far as, and again, even with my project, I'm covering songs, so I need to license, before I record a track, I license the track. I have someone that helps me with that kind of stuff. I say, listen, this is what I want to do. We license it so that, you know, the person that who wrote the song will see the profits of that song like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And but with our stuff, I mean, usually, I mean, we try to do all that. You hope everything's on the up and up with those kinds of things. But, I mean, God, you know, nowadays you just don't know, you know, really. But that's what we do, you know, with our projects.
So when you go on, let's say you want a talk show or you go on a radio show or you go any particular place, when you give that music out and you're using it to promote what you're doing, the licensing aspect of it covers, of course, anywhere that you're at because of that, correct?
I hope so.
Right. The good news,
I'm sure I'm going to hear it from an attorney, but the reality is that's what we do. You know, I mean, I would love to be sound like an expert with it, but that's why I have somebody that I contacted who is an expert. She's very granular when it comes to, you know, finding out details on those kind of things. Because again, you know, I feel pretty strongly, very strongly about people getting what they're supposed to get when they write or something like that. We're covering a song, so those things have to be in place. And I believe that we're totally okay. But she said you're okay to go. So
that's and you know something, that's the good news. But I mean, I'm not even talking about the remakes more so than I am about you being able to take Hooters music and be able to do anything you want with it, as long as it's, you know, pretty much your own music. You created it from
the
music
to
everything.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up an interesting situation because I'm. You know, for instance, there's a lot of artists these days that are re-recording the masters of the original songs that they had. And, you know, I've done the same thing, you know, with some Hooters songs. I mean, Columbia Records owns the masters to what we did with Nervous Night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they could basically say whether they want to license it to someone or not. You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't own that. At least I believe, like, we don't own that. And so there's a lot of bands that have taken, like, I know Dale Hall and John Oates did it. Joe Jackson is doing it. There's a lot of people that have gone extra recording the songs that were big songs for them. And nowadays with technology, there's this amazing thing you can do with it. So that when someone comes and they want to use that song, they say, hey, listen, I got this version of it. You might want to hear it. And then the artist who wrote the song will benefit from it.
Nice.
And having the mechanical as well, yeah.
Well, you know, and of course, these are all things that the industry has changed so much, and so many things have happened in the industry, that all of this has changed with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a different world. I mean, this project that we have, we promote it, we use the social network, Twitter, we use Facebook, and we do, you know, you said Amazon, iTunes, we use Spotify in Europe. Anywhere we can get the music out, but you know it's a different world. And when I back in the day, when I was a young musician trying to, you know, the whole thing was like get a record contract, make sure that you can make a record so you can get distributed. But that world is a different world these days. You know, it's not the same. I actually have a lot of misgivings, if you will, about the idea. And I love playing music, and I think music is to be loved and played. But you know, nowadays trying to make it in the music business has got to be. It's just so hard. The one thing the internet has done, like you said, it's kind of leveled the playing field, and it's made it so that if you can make a great record, you can get it out there with some things. The problem is, I guess, you know, there was a day when you were working with a great engine, if you will, like Columbia Records or Warner Brothers, that can get you into all the brick and mortar, get it out there, get that big promotion machine, letting everybody know who you are. Now the onus has been put on the artist or whoever is producing the record to get your music out there. You know, it's been fun doing it for me and this project, but you know, bands that like the Hooters, I mean, we've kind of got hit to the fact, most of our touring these days is in Europe. Matter of fact, I'm rehearsing this week to go to Europe on, May 3rd for 2 weeks to play in Europe.
Wow.
And actually, I'm playing a show on Saturday with Bob Seger with the Hooters at Atlantic City Convention Hall. And, but we, you know, we rehearse and we market our material, and most of it, like you said, is on the internet.
Well, you know, I'm going to be up there on, the 18th of this month. Where are you playing?
The 18th of
April.
When is the 18th?
Actually, it's a Tuesday, but I can hang out until Wednesday. You let me know where you're going to be.
Well, I'm playing Saturday. I don't know what day it is Saturday. I'm playing in Atlantic City. You're simply welcome. I'd love to have you. If you're in town, come to the Atlantic City Convention Center.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you something. I loved growing up in that area. I used to spend all my summers in Wildwood, and all my winters in Gibbstown, New Jersey, and Paulsboro, New Jersey, all that area there.
Yeah.
And it was that was a huge part of my life. The music was the thing. Going to see Southside at the Zoo, going to see you guys,
right.
it was a huge thing, man. It was huge.
Oh man, well that's nice. I mean, it was a great place. It was a great time to grow up and in music. I mean, I remember the 80s in Philadelphia were just pretty unbelievable. I mean, it was really like South Street was pretty cool. And
yeah.
I remember Grendel Flair when we used to play there. And I remember the Police playing. There were 30 people there. And it exploded, And playing Emerald City.
Emerald City, wow.
It used to be the Latin Casino.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So Diana Ross. I think I saw Frank Sinatra. I was like a kid. I saw Frank Sinatra there, I wasn't my parents or something, but that turned into Emerald City, which was like just the greatest place, and it was a fun time in music. It was exciting. It was like the second British invasion, with all the punk stuff and the new wave thing happened out in England. It was fun in Philly too. It was really cool.
The Latin Casino. You brought up the Latin Casino.
Yeah.
And, it's funny because my dad and my uncles all talked about going to the Latin Casino to see, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. And all those guys would go through the Latin Casino.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Sure.
It was huge.
I went to, I think it was like my senior prom I went to. They had it at the Latin Casino, and I saw the Supremes.
Wow.
Wild.
Wow, man.
Yeah, it was wild. Cool place. And then it turned into a, and later on I'm playing there, and I remember thinking, wow, this is the Latin Casino. It was the famous, infamous place. It was great.
David, it's been great, man, and we really, really appreciate it. And you can go to Hooters.com and find all this information out, correct?
Yeah. And I'm going to go check out Rockers in Recovery. I love what you're doing there. God bless you, man. It's really good stuff, and I'm 100% behind it, baby.
Well, you know,
good man.
We appreciate that, David. And of course, TheHooters.com is where you want to go. And, of course, Kevin, you got anything you want to say in closing?
I just wanted to say real quick a funny story, Dave. I don't think you remember, but I used to drive you guys around. And one time I was driving you to New York, and you guys made me pull over, and I think you drove because I was that bad of a driver. He just went shell-shocked. Anyway, Dave, you listening? All right, well, that's it with this set of East Coast music scene. Take us out with some music.
I've been working out all my Mondays.
All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN. Your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, prime-time national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
This is Ricky Bird, and I am a rocker in recovery, and I love to listen to Rockers in Recovery on rockersinrecovery.com.
In Delray Beach, of course, this is John Hollis from Rockers in Recovery, and we're hanging out in Delray tonight with Johnny B and the Road Dogs. And of course, their special guest tonight, we got Sally. Sally Mustang came in and rode it out tonight. It was great stuff. Sally Levy is here with us tonight. Sassy Levy, and of course, Sassy Levy is the daughter of Ira Levy, who was at our last concert for Rockers in Recovery when we did it on the beach. And he introduced Johnny B. Johnny B, welcome to the show tonight. We're hanging out, of course, with you guys in Delray, and we want to thank you for doing the show today at 5 o'clock. We got some great stuff, great words of wisdom, and some great background on music. We look forward to having you on in the future. What do you think of the show so far tonight?
I tell you what, we've had nothing but a great time. The people that have come out have not only loved the music, but it's so great to have us come out and come out with seasoned musicians and watch the baton get passed. You know, when I spoke with Sassy the other day, she said to me, you know, I thought maybe she'd have some different line of music to sing. And she said, no, I love the Allman Brothers. I love Skinner. And, I mean, she really meant it very sincerely with a heart. She said she got it from her father. And, I mean, the girl literally sat in my house in a chair and just sang a cappella. And I tell you what, we got her up tonight, no rehearsals, no nothing, and she just threw it down, and it was on.
How old is Sally? How old is Sassy?
Sassy's 20 years old, and it's just so great to see young gal and get developed. Get them out. Let's get them out on stage. Let them know that they can take their dreams and do something with them.
And I agree with that 100%. Do you think that the girls like Sassy, ladies like Sassy, young ladies, will be able to pave a way for other people that are in, you know, recovery or not even recovery, just somebody that wants to go in a different direction with their lives, that can do something different, that don't have to be a part of that mainstream show that says you have to go out and party every night and do all of those things. You can actually have some fun and have a career at the same time.
You know what, John? 99% of the musicians that are anointed and not talented never, ever make it. And they do because they don't have a plan, because they don't do things positively. They don't set goals themselves of what they want to achieve this year, 3 years, 5 years. like we were taught by our parents and our teachers and stuff like that. Daphne's got a business plan. She goes to college. She works at her father's place. She doesn't want to be out here just to be all strung out. She wants to do something with her career and put a business plan to do that. And that's why she's out here. She's out here plugging cords. I walked her through setting up the PA for her first time. We're taking it from ground level. She says, I'm as green as can be. Here I am. And what I want to do is do it the right way, put a business plan together, and get it on. And that's the only way that real musicians are going to make it today. They're not going to make it sitting around smoking weed, sitting in front of MTV, playing a guitar, thinking that just someday someone's going to bop them on top of the head, and they're going to, next thing you're going to be is a millionaire. It doesn't work like that.
Johnny B and the Road Dogs. Of Johnny B and the Road Dogs, we got Johnny B. Johnny Burke, glad to have you with us. Of course, you're on Rockers and Recovery Radio. Johnny, we look forward to having you at the show on May 28th for the Rockers and Recovery event that we're doing. It's been a great show tonight. If you get a chance, you get the chance to go to Johnny B online. You can find him all over YouTube, Johnny B and the Road Dogs. You can also find him at our site at rockersandrecovery.com. You can also go to John Burke on Facebook, and you can also go to Johnny B and the Road Dogs on Facebook also. Check him out. Great guy, Johnny. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Hey, thank you much. And you're going to be seeing Sassy's actually going to be joining the Road Dogs, as well as another young talent, 21 years old, out of South Bend, Indiana. His name is Derek Perkey. Watch out, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Watch out, Johnny Lang, because there's a new kid on the block. He's hot. He's young. He's clean. We got Sassy. We got Derek.
That's a lot to say, brother. Johnny Lang, that's a lot to say.
Well, watch out, because there's new kids on the block, and we're going to turn them loose with the Road Dogs signaling and get them off doing their own thing, and let's all rock and roll and have a good time.
Absolutely. All right, man. Now, again, Sassy, let me ask you a question. We got Sassy Levy here. Sassy Levy, 21 years old, her first time singing tonight in public. And, you know, you got a lot in you, and it's the beginning, and you're kicking it off. And I got to tell you, watching tonight, you're coming up from the floor up, from the ground up, so to speak, and you're learning everything that you need to learn, but you sound great. It was a great show. I got a lot of it captured on video also. I'm looking forward to having you, you know, be on the show periodically with Johnny and things that you guys are going to be doing. Is this exciting to you? All unfolding.
Oh my God, this is everything. You know, this is what I love. It's the music I love. It's the kind of stuff I love. I love, you know, I want to sing. That's my thing. And so when I got this opportunity, it just feels like fate, you know, just getting to do what I love in front of people. And it's just a blessing, honestly. So I'm excited about the future. I'm really excited about what's coming up next. And I can't wait to see what happens here.
You know something, and not only that, but your presence on the stage. You got a stage presence now. You're starting to, you can see it. You're like coming out and you were warming up and you had that stage presence. It's a good thing. And man, if this is just the beginning, it's going to be amazing stuff for you. And I'm really looking forward to watching you grow along with the Road Dogs and all the things that Johnny's doing for everybody that he works with, especially yourself. And we're looking forward to some great stuff. I can't wait to have you at our show, May 28th.
Oh my God. Awesome.
And we're looking forward to a whole lot more stuff from you and seeing you all the way through the year, all the way to the 12-Step Music Fest in November. Thanks
Great.
For being on
Thank
my
you so
show.
Much. Thank you.
Great stuff. Welcome back to Rockers in Recovery. I'm John Hollis, and we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Of course, we're up in Delray on a Saturday night. We're hanging out, and of course, we're here with Johnny B and the Road Dogs, and we're at the Classic Rock Room, and we're hanging out right here in Delray Beach. I have had the pleasure and the honor of course, interviewing a lot of people in my show over the last 3 years. One of those folks is Ira Levy, Sassy Levy's father, and Ira is with us tonight, and I want to just tell you, Ira, you should be proud, and that's just the first time out the gate. Great things are going to come for this girl.
She got comfortable on stage. I know what she's got in her. It just takes a little, you know, this is the first time with this band. And she kicked butt that second set. She really did. The whole place loved it. And you could tell she was having fun. And that's half of it, having fun.
I want, you know, something, you know, we both do a lot of work in the community, addiction community. When you see people that are in recovery, and like Johnny B and you know, Ralphie Day and all these guys, and we all come together, and we're all rocking out, and it's all recovering people. It's a huge thing, man. It's a huge thing to be able to produce this and come out and let people know you don't have to use to have fun, but most importantly, you can have a talent and create something with it.
Yeah, it's a big problem. You know, we all think that you have to, you know, and when we're growing up, oh, I'm better if I get drunk and if I get stoned. And what we learn, you know, what I try to teach people, and, you know, we carry the message, is that's what recovery is about, learning how to do all those things that we used to need a pill or a fix to do, and you really appreciate it, and you do it better, and you have a hell of a lot more fun, and you remember it the next day. And that's the beauty of recovery. And it's funny because Johnny just came over to me and said, how Sassy, you know, really rocked in that second set. And he kept saying, you know, it's just, it'll keep getting better. And I said, John, I told you that years ago. It gets better. So, yeah, it's great to see a bunch of people, you know, sitting. Heck, they just made a fresh pot of coffee for me and my wife, you know, sitting there.
I might end up having to take one.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we're having a blast. And that's what it's about.
Ira, good stuff. And you know something, again, when you look at the big picture of where we came out of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, by the grace of God, you know, I have a daughter that's 18. She's doing great, you know, honor student. But then on the other side of that, I got a 17-year-old that I got to go stand in front of a judge on April 21st. Here's the deal: when we get the opportunity now, because we're in a position of being clean and sober one day at a time, to be here for huge events like this for our family, it's huge.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, when the end of my addiction, I kept saying, you know, I want to be around, I want to be alive, and one of the things that keeps me going, because we all have bad days in recovery, one of the things that keeps me going is knowing that I have some children, and I want to be there for them. I want to be at events like this and watch my daughter rock out on stage. I want to see my son, you know, play a ball game and perform in a show, and I got a little one. I got to be around. I have a 5-year-old, so I want to see her do whatever her talent, her passion is, and yeah, that's, you know, once you get in, we get into recovery to try to live, and now we have reasons to live is why we stay clean and sober, and that's what we got to do.
Good stuff, man. Ira Levy, of course, Ira Levy, if you don't know, is, of course, a big, big, big person in regards to Advocate. For helping people get into treatment and recovery, and he also is a big part of Sunrise Detoxification Center up in Lake Worth, Florida. Also has a place in New Jersey, too. It's up in North Jersey, is that correct?
North Jersey, Sterling, New Jersey, about 20 minutes from Newark Airport. They're right there. Matter of fact, I'll be there this week.
Nice. I'm going to actually be up there next week. So. SunriseDetox.com, correct?
You got it. SunriseDetox.com. Look this up. If we can't help you, we work with so many centers around the country. If we can't help you, we will find the right level of care for you financially and emotionally and what clinically. We'll find some place. We turn people away from our place, but we'll always get you into some treatment, some level of care.
Again, folks, you know, it all begins with community. You know, we can all sit and we can all talk a real game, you know, but people told me when I first got clean that people were watching my feet, not listening to my mouth. So what am I doing today to be able to carry the message of recovery? Am I showing up to carry that message, however it is? And you know something? There's some pretty hip ways and pretty cool ways to carry recovery today. And Rockers in Recovery is one of them. We want to thank you for checking out tonight's, of course, pre-recorded show we did here in Delray Beach. And more from John Hollis live from the studio here Sunday night. He'll be right with you, and we'll be right back. And thank you for listening.
Hey, hey. And, of course, that was me. Go figure. And, listen, we want to thank you for tuning in with us tonight. We are finishing up the first hour of a five-hour run tonight, and, of course, we start at 7 and go until midnight. We want to thank everybody for tuning in with us, Rockers in Recovery. We'll be back right after this message.
When you're ready for a major change,
make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional, and there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. WWMN, Pompano Beach. Opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome to another
Second Hand Order of Rockers in Recovery. We want to thank you for tuning in with us. I'm John Hollis. We're going to be hanging out, of course, over the next, couple of hours together. And we're going to have some fun. And, of course, we're going to talk about recovery. And the first hour, of course, we had David from the Hooters on, and Rockers in Recovery and the East Coast Music Scene. We'll let people know that the download for this will be available in about 3 hours. You can download this whole show. You can download it at blogtalkradio.com, and you can also download it at mypodcast.com. You can also go to rockersinrecovery.com. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. And most importantly, you can check us out on Facebook. Become a fan, click like, because we'll like you if you like us. And we thank you for tuning in to another episode of Rockers in Recovery, the second hour, Sunday night. You know, as we started out in the radio business about 2.5 years ago, it was an amazing process. First of all, that we're still sitting here 2.5 years later. Second, that, you know, when it all unfolded and it started to happen and we had this vision and we started to work this vision and we started to really, you know, put it out there where people could actually understand that they could listen to the show and they could get help, or they could just identify, or they could just have some fun with it, and they could listen to great music, and they could listen to different people talking about their experience, strength, and hope right on the air live. You know, I never believed, you know, when we started with 4 hours a week, we're now at 18 hours a week. If you had told me back then that it would be where it's at today, I would have told you, you know, and I can't cuss on the air, so I won't, but I will tell you that I would have thought you'd be out of your mind. So here we are now, you know, 2.5 years later, going on 3 years, and there's a few people. Sound Pillow is one of the companies. Another company is G&G, Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. One of the, of course, other folks is First Step Sober House, Chris D. from the First Step Sober House. And last but not least, Canatelli Builders. We would not be sitting here if it wasn't for those four individual companies that made all of this possible, where we can be here, sitting here today talking to you. And I was always taught, especially, you know, after I decided, you know, after a few, you know, a few white chips, that I was going to not forget where I came from. Well, it was the same thing, the same principle for business. You never forget who helped you get to where you're at today and where you might be going tomorrow, because we all work together to carry that message. So I want to welcome tonight one of our sponsors, Ed Canatelli. Ed Canatelli's in with us. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to see you. Nice new digs.
Yeah, man. You like that? Well, you know, and Ed, I just want to, again, you know, professionally, you know, you've been around doing construction for many, many years, and your story, and we had talked about this. I was really concerned about breaking Ed's anonymity, and he's okay with it, and he wants to talk about the recovery aspect of it tonight. And I'm going to give Ed some, you know, some real quality time, because I think this message needs to be heard. Because when Ed started out, you know, Ed started out like the rest of us, you know, and he started out where we had nothing. We had absolutely nothing, coming off the ground from, you know, broken down to the floor, and we had to build it up from the ground up. And we could only do that one day at a time, and we could only do that with a higher power, and we can only do that by getting engaged. And Eddie's one of those people that is a true miracle, but most importantly, he's somebody that you want to have, you know, his spirituality. You want to have what he has as far as his program is concerned, because he works a great program. So what I'm going to do is have Eddie tell his story tonight, a little bit of it, and we'll go from there. Ed, take the floor, baby.
Thanks, John. You know, it's funny. I look at you and I look at how it started, and it starts the same way for a lot of us. You know, first it just starts getting ourselves together, getting our lives back in order, and a couple people help us along the way and believe in us. And you know, if you do the right thing, and it's really funny. Our industry is in a really difficult time right now, and it seems like the less time that I spend chasing that, and the more time I spend working with other people in recovery, that God takes care of all that stuff. And jobs come, and they come however they come, and everything kind of works itself out. When I worry too much about that and focus too much on it, it never goes well. It seems like God does a really good job. I just need to stay out of his way, you know? It's funny. The journey's been incredible, you know? I tell you, my life is horrible, but it'd be a lie. I got a great life today. I got a daughter that's in recovery that's here tonight. It's just a miracle.
I got a wife that's, you know, sober that I met in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I got a life beyond my wildest dreams. And the only thing that I did was really make staying sober the most important thing in my life. And everything else worked itself out, you know, and it continues to do so.
What do you think of the overall process of, like, getting involved in the steps when you're new, when you start this, you know, walk in recovery? It's, yeah, at the very beginning, it's mad, glad, or sad we don't pick that first one up no matter what. But there, it has to be more than that, and it has to go in depth, because the drinking and the drugging is just but a symptom of what our real problem is. Because if we don't start to deal with our attitudes and our behaviors and who we are and how we're showing up, eventually we're just going to end up showing up as the same person again.
Well, you know, it's funny. You said a couple white chips, and I was around. It was more than a couple, I know.
It was that way.
A couple of dozen.
Yeah, I was going to say we've got a couple. I kind of rolled my eyes and said, I know it was more than a couple.
But, you know, I bounced in and out the rooms for a long time, and I never did any of the work. I figured if I just come to meetings and show up, and it doesn't work that way at all, you know. And it's funny, I shared this morning, we were at the beach, I mean, we spent the weekend at the Bahia Mar on our boat, and we went up, walked over to the beach meeting. And I shared that, you know, it's until I actually participated, nothing happened, you know. I would come to meetings, and it was repeating the same action over and over again. And until somebody said to me that, you know, you got to put some work into this, you got to put some effort into it. And, you know, I just got with a group of men that took me through the big book.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I got involved in a big book study. And that's really, for me, what changed my life, you know. For me, it was a group of men that met on Tuesday nights. And, you know, here it is 10 years later, and I'm still doing it.
Wow.
Every Tuesday night, I have a group of men in my office, and we do a big book study. And for me, when I found out what I had as far as the disease goes, because nobody ever told me that. They told me I was worthless, I was weak, I had no willpower, and after a while I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got involved with the steps and understood that I had a disease, I had an allergic reaction to alcohol, the phenomenon of craving set in, and I was chasing that craving, a craving that I could never satisfy. For the first time, my behavior in addiction made sense. Because I remember saying, I'm smarter than this. How did I end up like this again? I know I'm smarter than this. And once I understood what I had, then we realized how to combat it, and that was through the steps. And, you know, I did 2 fifth steps this weekend with 2 sponsees over at the BMR, and it was great. It was just great. And, you know, I try to stay active. I mean, my wife is active. We had probably 10 sponsees with us this weekend, you know, between the boat. We went to dinner. We hung out in Fort Lauderdale Beach. We were at the pool at the BMR, and it was just you know, we try to do as much with our sponsees and our support group outside of meetings. You know, meeting makers make meetings. That's all they really make. It's part of the process. There's it's like a recipe for cake. You know, there's flour, there's sugar, there's a lot of ingredients, and you need all, and recovery's like that. You need all the ingredients. You know, and I got to tell you, John, just coming here for me, you don't know how much joy it brings me. After seeing you and being there through your, like I said, couple dozen white chips and watching the journey. And I remember hearing you got a radio show, and I said, no way. I mean, and when you asked me to sponsor the show, absolutely. Just it's, being part of that is I mean, it's words can't describe it. They really can't.
I appreciate that. And you know something, I truly understand that God does for us what we can't do for ourselves. And you know something, this is more God, and it has everything to do with God and nothing to do with me. You know, I get up every morning and I go to work, and that's what I, you know, these are the things that I appreciate about folks like yourself that I, you know, that I know in the rooms and have watched over the years. You know, they get up, they go to work, they do what they need to do. They, you know, follow a regimen of recovery each day, and I believe it's as a regimen, because there are certain days I don't want to do it, man, but I better plug into it, because if I don't, I'm in trouble.
Absolutely.
So the bottom line is the days that I might not want to be plugged in are the days that I definitely need to plug in. And the days that I think, well, this is just going so well, I don't need to plug in, are definitely the days that I need to plug in, because anything that I put before my recovery, I'm going to lose. You and many people that I know in the 12 steps and in the 12-step rooms have all showed me that, and they showed me it through what? Action. See, I didn't realize for years that people were watching my feet while my mouth was running, and my mouth was saying something entirely different than what my feet were saying.
And it wasn't until I shut my mouth and I had my feet due to walking that things started to actually come together in my life. I had to go through the process, and I had to walk the walk before I could say anything. So folks like you made that possible. And people in the 12-step process and go into 12-step meetings. And, you know, Eddie, when you look at the family issue of this, because here's the reality. We have Tabitha coming on here in a little bit, and Tabitha is going to be talking about her journey. But the amazing part of this is Tabitha's your daughter. So this starts out like, you know, hey, we have the father in the room, and, of course, then we have the daughter telling her story. What is it like as a father to now be sober, be clean, and then watch your daughter go through that process of insanity and degradation and all of those things that, you know, how was it for you? I know how it is for me because I got a 17-year-old going through it right now. So what was it like for you? You had to let go. What was it like?
You know what's so surreal, John? It's like I did it, the alcohol anthem. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. It won't happen again. This time it'll be different. And we went through it with her, and it was so difficult. I mean, it's, you know, everything goes out the window when it's your child. And we actually, her mother and I had actually wrapped our hands around the fact that we were probably going to have to plan this girl's funeral.
Mm.
And there is no worse feeling as a parent than that. Mm. And when push comes to shove, my wife and I went, we snatched her up, and we forget she had been through every treatment center. I mean, she had her own file at Fort Lauderdale Hospital. They knew her, oh, Tabitha, they knew her by name, they knew her favorite meals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been to every sober house, every sober living environment, and we brought her into the house. We took the doors off, her bedroom and the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And you haven't earned the right to pee with a door on your bathroom door or in your room. And then as she earned it, we put doors on with no knobs. And then we put knobs with no locks, and now she's got locks. She used to have to get up with me in the morning and go to 6:30 a.m. Pompano Beach group meeting, and she wasn't happy, but she did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And then all of a sudden, the light went on. And I mean, I watch her and I listen to her share, and I get goosebumps. It's like, I hear her share, and I see her in the big book, and I see her involved. She's here. One of her sponsees is here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got sponsees, and she's sharing the big book. And it goes from – and it's like this generational tree. It's like sponsee, grand sponsee, sponsors. And now and it branches off of the family. And she's got her sponsees, and we're part of her sponsees' lives, you know. And it's
great.
She's
stuff.
Got some sponsees, and they spend time with us, and you get to know them. And it's – and, you know, and think of this, John, to be 20 years old and sober – can you imagine
amazing.
If we got sober at 20?
Amazing.
You'd own Beasley, probably.
It's amazing.
It is.
It really is. But the process of going through that and getting to that, now you have the reward of it. God rewarded you. And here's a reward that some people don't get. You know,
oh, yeah.
Some people, you know, hey, listen, there's some people out there that are in recovery that have lost their – I know a lady in South Miami that her son ended up actually committing suicide. So we can go either way. And by the grace of God, your story tonight is that you have to have that tough love. Do you have to have that with
Absolutely.
You? Do you believe that that works in this particular case?
I believe that's the only thing that saved it.
Okay.
I truly believe that, John.
All right. Well, you know something, we're gonna get Tabitha's in them.
All right.
And that's good because now you get to be able to not only as a parent out there, if you're listening tonight and you're in recovery and this was a perfect show for me because I'll explain what's going on with me and you'll see why this is tying in. On April 21st, I am on my way to Poughkeepsie, New York for my 17-year-old son who is being sentenced for 2 home invasions. And I have to stand in front of the judge, which personally I know him, and I have to, you know, give my feelings on why releasing a 17-year-old to the streets on 5 years of probation with no treatment behind it is like shooting a bullet into a live crowd, and I think the judge is crazy to do it. Now, here's the amazing part. After all of my crap, after all of the things that I had done, my family's like, why are you going to do that? You know, hey, listen.
didn't you get like a little bit of an idea that if you don't say something, this could go on for another 20 years? Well, he's different. Well,
No, I got a brother that's out there, and I think the same thing. Sometimes I say, hey, we just went through this with me. Don't you see what's happening here? And no, but he's different. He's not you. And it
wasn't that bad, Ed.
Yeah, of course not. And you know, it's funny. We've got with between my wife and I. My wife had over 20 years of sobriety, and I got 10 years of sobriety. And you know, as parents in recovery, we knew, and we would tell people, hey, this is what's happening, and they look at us like we were crazy.
Mm.
You know, and you know that's what's happening. The judge and people just don't get it.
No, they don't get it. They don't get it at all. And some of them do. I can't say all of them because there are some out there that definitely get it. But here's the reality of it. When you start looking at the legal system as a whole says, okay, let's just give somebody, send them out on probation, and, you know, what do you mean you violated? What do you mean you came back? Why are you back in front of me, Mr. So-and-so? Well, maybe it's because, you know, I had, you know, a 10-bag-a-day habit when you let me loose on probation. You didn't do anything to deal with that issue. If that issue isn't dealt with, of course I'm going to have problems with my probation and, you know, coming through and doing the right thing for you. So I am really adamant at this point with my family where, hey, listen, check this out. I've been there. I understand what the deal is. If you don't understand it, that's okay, but I'm going to share how I feel with the judge.
Well, we see it every day. You go to meetings and you see it every day.
Absolutely.
Hundreds and hundreds do it. So it's like, why is this time going to be different?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know something, folks? You're listening to Rockers in Recovery. It's a Sunday night show. We're kicking the bobo with our sponsor, Ed Canicelli, and we are getting ready to, have on his daughter here momentarily, and we're going to kick back here with a commercial break, and we're going to go out with Broken, at least 30 seconds of it anyway. So we'll be back right after this message.
The things I did to just not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick, didn't hide what made me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. But could it be God?
Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
It's our friend Richie Sipa, of course, coming up here in May. We got some great stuff happening, of course. Another concert going on, Rockers in Recovery. First Step Sober House, May 28th. Rockers in Recovery production is bringing on another concert, and we're looking forward to, of course, Ricky Bird coming down from Jones Jett and the Black Arts. We're also going to have Chasm Sultan from Todd Rundgren is going to be playing at it. We also have Richie coming in. We have, of course, the Road Dogs backing those guys up. And, of course, some other bands that you might know, like Johnny B and the Road Dogs. Johnny B and the Road Dogs is going to be there, Johnny B. And Ralphie D. Ralphie D will be there. And, of course, we have Rhetoric. And we're looking forward to the Keep Coming Back band out of Miami is going to be with us. We're going to have a great show. May 28th. Come on out. You can find out more at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook, the fan page. You can also go to, of course, rockersinrecovery.com, and we thank you for, you know, supporting us and coming to the concerts. It is a free concert. Here's the reality, folks, that, you know, when we were put in a position to, you know, start carrying a message, we were put in a position where it was time to give back also, and how we do that is giving back to the community with concerts like this, because here's the good news. The good news is that we're not a glum lot. Anybody that thinks that you're coming into recovery and your life is over, come to one of our concerts and hang out, because it's far from over. Matter of fact, it's just beginning. The spiritual feeling at the last show in February, everybody was arm in arm. There was over 1,000 people that came through the show that day, and everybody was arm in arm at one point, rocking back and forth to an acoustic version of Last House on the Block, and you could feel the spirit passing through everybody, goosebumps. It was amazing, man, amazing. So if you want to be a rocker in recovery, I'll expect to see you May 28th right there at the First Step Sober House. And, of course, the First Step Sober House and Chris D will be having their Memorial Day party at the same time. So not only are you getting a free concert, you're getting free food. That means Chris is digging deep. Digging deep and putting them burgers on the grill. I have more about that. And, of course, the address is 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida. And we look forward to having everybody come out there. And tonight we, of course, started out with Ed C. at the 8 o'clock hour, and Ed Canatelli, and his daughter Tabitha Canatelli, correct?
Sure.
Is that it?
No. Okay. Tabitha Walters.
Tabitha Walters was in with us. Tabitha, it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight, and it's a pleasure to you know, I watched your dad get sober and get clean long before I did. But I watched him go through that process, and he was somebody that, you know, I had a lot of respect for because I know where he came from. And he was one of those people that when, you know, I made that decision to turn the corner myself with the help of God and a whole lot of people around me, that he was there and he was in support, not just of what's going on here, but of my own recovery at the very beginning. And, you know, it was an anchor. And I'm sure when you came into the program and you didn't get it the first time, how was the feeling around the house?
I never tried to get it. I didn't want this. I didn't want anything about this. I grew up with a mother who's been sober longer than I've been alive, and I knew everything about this program. I could say the Lord's Prayer with you by the age of four, knew all the readings, but I didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on the outside looking in, you think you know, but you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I knew. I knew these crazy people were doing this over here, and all of my family, like my second family, was all people from the program. So when I went out, started doing my thing, I had to move away from everybody I loved and all of my support to go and run and do what I was doing, and it was horrible. It was hell, and I didn't want this. Was it shoved down my throat? Absolutely, but not that they were trying to sway me. They were trying to show me that there's a better way and I didn't have to live like this, because I had forgotten that they've been there. They've done this. All I've ever known is my mom's sober. I didn't know that they lived the same life that I did, and I truly believe to this day that if they didn't interfere, that I would be dead. I would definitely be dead. You know, my mom had a friend that came up to her and said, you know, where there's breath, there's hope. You don't ever give up, because she lost her son. And I believe that. I was that kid who used and always had consequences. And I was like, if my parents could just leave me alone. No, if I wasn't smoking dope, I couldn't get in trouble. And I couldn't put two and two together. I thought it was them. I thought it was my dad. I thought it was my mom. And it was everybody else's problem but mine. I didn't see anything wrong with what I was doing. And when they finally brought me home this last time, you know, I don't know what was different. All I know is somebody told me to pray. And I had never prayed before. I was angry with God. I didn't believe in God. And if there was a God, you know, he wouldn't have let me see the things I saw and let the things happen to me that happened, meanwhile not understanding that I put myself in those positions. And the moment I started praying, my life changed. God truly did for me what I couldn't do for myself, because I was a junkie in every sense of the word, and I didn't aspire to be anything more.
When you look at the fact that you're how old?
I'm 22, on April 20th.
Okay, so as your dad was talking about, you know, to do this at 20 or 22 years old, you got a whole lifetime ahead of you, one day at a time, by the grace of God, to amass a future and a legacy. Because here's what I didn't think about when I was 20 years old. What was my legacy to be? That dash between birth and death, that dash, what was that going to mean to me? What were people going to say? Oh, yeah, Biscayne Johnny, we know him. Yeah, he smokes crack on 79th Street. That's what that dash said for me. Now, today, the legacy that I'm changing along, and again, I do the footwork. God makes the results happen in my life. But here's that legacy. What legacy am I going to leave today? Well, today, I get to leave a great legacy for my kids. I get to, you know, if I was to go out today, I would go out with, yeah, he was a little nuts at the very beginning, but, he was doing the right thing. That legacy is beyond your wildest dreams, and I think you know that. I think you can see it in your face. You can see it in your eyes. It's unbelievable, man. You got a great foundation, a great foundation of hope, and you're going to carry a lot of messages to a lot of young people that this can be done, and it doesn't matter what age. From 8 to 80, crippled, blind, or crazy, and I know because I'm nuts. You can get this. Well, I'm going to ask you, when did it all begin for you? When did you have your first experience and went getting high?
13.
Okay, so 13 years old. Now, folks, I want you to, if you're listening out there, when you're saying, not my little Johnny, see, that's what my mom said, not my little Johnny, he would never do something like that. Let me tell you something. I was eating, smoking, drinking, whatever I could get my hands on by the time I was 9, 10 years old. As long as it got me out of me, here's a perfect example of 13 years old. You would not expect a person at 13 years old. Everybody said, not my kid. Well, guess what? You need to really check the mess. Because if the mess is showing up, there's probably something behind the mess. Because my mess was showing up at 12. Before you picked up that first whatever, mm-hmm. What were your behaviors? What was your attitudes before you picked that up?
I mean, at first, I was a really good kid.
Mm-hmm.
At first, there was no real behavior issues, nothing like that. You know, straight A's in school, really good kid. For me, I was always angry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand why. And today I know that anger is a secondary emotion. I was always fearful. I was very afraid. And I had those isms that my mom described to me, you know, not as pretty as, not as good as, not as athletic as, you know, whatever it was. I always compared myself to people, and I was always less than them. I mean, I was either less than or I was better. And if you were better than me, I wasn't hanging out with you, and you were less than me, I was going to make sure you knew you were less than me.
Mm.
And that was at a very young age, and I never felt a part of. I was that person that always felt different. I could be in a room full of people and just know that I was the only one feeling the way I was feeling. I used to go lock myself in rooms to see if anybody would notice I was gone. I got attention. I wanted attention. I needed attention. And if I couldn't get it, being good, getting good grades, behaviorally well, then I was going to get your attention another way. And that's where we took a nosedive and suspended from school. And this was like just the beginning of me using. I mean, suspended from school, thrown out of school, asked not to come back.
The point being this, at 13 when you actively picked up,
mm-hmm.
prior to that, it might have been 6 months before that or a year before that, something changed in your personality that I know for me, I didn't just wake up one day with a drug addiction. My behaviors, I was the little kid that was, you know, stealing the change out of my dad's drawer prior to me ever picking up a drink because that's just how I was wired.
I was feeling by the age of 7, thinking it was okay.
Okay. So these behaviors start showing up, but most importantly, when you hit 13 years old, or you know, for me, when I hit 12 years old and I actively started using, that's where the symptom came up, that symptom of escape through chemicals. May it be alcoholism, may it be drug addiction, or drugs and alcohol. Shake well, it's all the same in my book. When you started to do that, now you're not dealing with those issues, those emotional issues, that fear, that anxiety. We start to mask it at 13 years old. Now you run for the next 40 years. Guess what, folks? I hate to tell you, but you're still going to have to deal with those same emotions that you never dealt with at 12, 13, 14 years old. Now you got to get real and start dealing with those stuff and grow up. So what have you been doing to be able to help through the process of the steps? What are some of the things that you're doing now to deal with the fear, to deal with the anxiety, to deal with all of those things that you were running from at 13 years old that you didn't want to deal with?
Well, the steps are the biggest thing. Like, I started praying and accepting God into my life, and I mocked those people. I was a person that mocked the hell out of God because I didn't believe in you, God, talking to people, and I didn't want anything to do with you. But it's amazing, you know. They told me that God's a gentleman. He doesn't come uninvited. And the moment I invited him into my life, things started changing. And it, for me, like I started the third step before anything else. I accepted a God into my life, and by doing that, I was able to clear up a little bit and realize that I was an alcoholic. My life was unmanageable. Now, what can I do to change this? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. And when I did my fourth step and got everything out and realized that I was making this huge mountain out of a molehill, was it molehill?
Yep.
Like, it was incredible for me to sit with a sponsor and say, this is everything I've done, and be so ashamed with my head down. And she looks at me, she's like, that's it? What else you got? And I'm like, what do you mean? I've been holding on to this for years, beating myself up, thinking I'm such a bad person. And then I realized that we're all the same. We all do crazy, messed up things when we're out there. It's not who we are. And then I was able to go back into that childhood and understand what it was. I didn't know why I was afraid. I had to put it on paper to see, you know, where my patterns were, what I was so afraid of. And by giving that over to God and actually discussing it with a sponsor, you don't have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You don't have to do it alone. For me, support, not doing it alone, God, these steps, getting it out. There's always an avenue that I can take to help myself when I get stuck in a jam like that. That fear comes up. I call somebody and I tell them. It may sound stupid. It works every time. Every time I pray, every time I call someone, I feel better.
Hmm.
I do.
And helping somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Out of your comfort zone and,
well, they
and help
say that, don't
else.
They? You
yeah,
know,
absolutely.
We inevitably find that work with another alcoholic will save the day. I call my sponsor and say that all the time. I'm in a jam. Go talk to one of my sponsees, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I got this. And sometimes it's not even an alcoholic. It's doing something nice for somebody else.
Let's look at the home front again, because you know we got a pretty good understanding from Ed what the home front was before you got clean. Now let's talk about the home front since you got clean. And you got a couple of years now, correct?
No, I have 19 months.
19 months. Mm-hmm. Listen, 19 months, a day at a time, that's huge for folks like me and you.
I never thought I'd
get huge. All right, so a day at a time here are 19 months. Now, what's it like 19 months later dealing with mom and dad compared to what it was like 19 months ago when they were, like, taking the doors off the bathroom?
Well, there is no comparison. My life is absolutely amazing today. Mm-hmm. I have a relationship with my parents that I never thought that I'd have because I despise them. All I knew from them was them having me arrested, them throwing me in jail, you know, them putting me in treatment centers and just everything. And I hated them. I saw them. I saw consequences. I wanted to get as far away from them as possible. And today, like, I love being around my family. I spent the weekend with them. I can't get enough of it. My family is so important to me. You know, people, kids, I see kids walking with their heads down, don't want to be seen with their parents. I'm walking around like, this is my mom. This is my dad. You want to meet him?
That's
hey.
So cool, man.
I love my family today, but I didn't care about that before when I was using. My drugs are more important. Today, my family, my relationships, my sponsees, my friends, because I can be a good daughter today. And I can appreciate people today and friends, and I can actually be a friend. Because I had people who were trying to be my friend, but I wasn't reciprocating. You know, I can have relationships with people today. That's amazing.
That time period of 12 and 13 and 14 years old, that time period where you still want to show love, but it's not cool.
Mm.
You still want to be involved, but it's not cool. And you still want to have all of those things, but it's not cool. The next thing you know, you're not cooling yourself out of everything. You've lost, and that's what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I lost all the ability to feel love, give love, and have all of those things because I was so afraid that people would think I was a geek, think I was weird, think I was a freak if I was to be in that category of showing love, showing emotion, and all of that stuff. And it jammed me up for a huge amount of my life, and I am so happy that you made a decision, because you did. You chose in, and you made that decision to choose in. And when you chose in, remarkable things began to happen, and they're still happening. We're going to go out to a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more of Tabitha. We're going to talk about what's happening in the future. We'll be back right after this message.
When you need a kiss, you come to cry.
All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL. A-L-L-B-A-I-L.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
This is Ricky Bird, and I am a rocker in recovery, and I love to listen to Rockers in Recovery on rockersinrecovery.com.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Amazing stuff around here at Rockers in Recovery Night. All the old folks are banging their head to Joan Jett right now in the studio, and all the young ones are saying, what the hell is that? Who was that, by the way? If you didn't know, that's our buddy Mickey Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. He'll be down here on the 28th for the concert. Go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and check that out. Of course, Tabitha, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, hey, listen, between your dad's message, your message, and, of course, You are in a position today that you can uniquely carry a message to young people, because us old folk, you know, they tend to look at us like we're nuts, like we don't know what we're talking about. And how do I know that? Because I was a young folk in the 12-step process, and I would come in and I would say, all those old people have no clue. This has nothing to do with my drinking. If I get as bad as you, I'll come back. And then, what, you know, little things started to happen, like prison, ex-wives, and all that stuff. See, you get to now not have that in your life, in that process.
Mm-hmm.
What excites you today about your life? I want to talk about excitement, because recovery produces excitement. When you have lack of fear and you have faith, you get excited. And you're, you know, like, my whole life, there's something I get excited about every day. What excites you with, because of your recovery today, what excites you?
Well, we can start off with every day. One thing I get excited about every single day is when I open my eyes and I realize that I'm not a slave.
Mm.
Because I spent 5 years being a complete slave to what was my drug of choice. And I could not function without it. On a daily basis, when I talk to my sponsees and I hear them say something that moves me and I get, you know, those goosebumps, that excites me. When I see other people do well, that excites me. Being able to be accountable for my family, saying I'm going to do something and doing it, excites me. Being able to pay for my own things because I'm not giving it over to my dope dealer and I can pay for my own nice shoes, my own clothes, that excites me. That excites me. Going to school excites me. I hated school. Hated school. School came easy to me. And now I am working so hard at school, and I get upset sometimes, and then I remember that I was a junkie sitting in a crack house, and today I'm studying to be a doctor, and that excites me. I'm going to have a future. That excites me. Going to spend time with my family excites me. I get excited over the littlest things today because I'm actually coherent today. I could never be in the present moment before because my head was always, what am I going to do? Who am I going to get it from? How am I going to get the money? Today it's like I can enjoy your company and just sitting here with you and enjoy talking to you and actually listening to what you're saying and caring, because before I was like, yeah, what are you going to give me, you know?
Nice.
And today I care about people, and that excites me. My animals, my kitties excite me.
Nice.
I love my cats.
Listen, man, if you're just tuning in right now and you're hearing this for the first time, understand that if you're young and you're in recovery, or you're somebody that's young that's contemplating recovery, you're listening to somebody that is young and in recovery and went through 5 years of complete hell before she made that choice to choose in. You don't have to go there. You don't have to be, you know, to the point where, you know, people are looking to lock you up. You know, the system is over your nonsense. You don't have to go there. You don't have to die, because here's reality, folks. And this never scared me. And let me tell you something. I would laugh at people. So I'm just going to say it the way it is. People die from addiction. They truly die. You can die from addiction. Now, let me tell you, you might not be that person that dies, but let's think of it like this. How about if you're 45, drooling on yourself, and, you know, wearing Depends because
That's where it leads to. So if you don't die physically, you will die spiritually, you will die mentally, you will die emotionally. It's only a matter of time, folks. If you are an active addict and alcoholic. Now, if you're out there right now and you're saying to yourself, I'm not an addict or an alcoholic, you're probably not. You're probably not. You know, I'm not here to call anybody an addict or an alcoholic. That's not my job. But if you think you might have a problem, or maybe some people around you are saying you have a problem, maybe it's just something you want to take a look at. Go to rockersandrecovery.com. Check out the information there. Most importantly, you know, check out one 12-step meeting. Go to it. Check it out. You can go right online to 12-step meetings, and there's a whole list of them. There's an A for every nut. Trust me, because I'm a nut and I'm a part of an A. So check it out. Be a part of your life today, because when we disengage from our lives, we don't get the outcome that you just heard. That outcome is huge, huge, 22 years old. I want to thank you, Tabitha, for being a part of Rockers in Recovery tonight. In closing, I want you to tell me or tell our listeners, if they were brand new coming in the door, what would you say to a young lady that's contemplating coming in or just coming in? What message would you give her tonight?
Well, everyone always told me, you know, don't leave before the miracle happens, and I thought that was a bunch of bull. So what would I tell them? I tell them if they don't want to believe in this, do what I did and just believe that there had to be a better way, because life is hell. There's nobody that I know that was out there who can say that they didn't feel just that emptiness on the inside. That's more unbearable than you could ever explain unless you were there. And if you feel that and that's where you are, be a willing participant in saving your own life. Because it's so worth it. And nobody can do it for you. But when you put even just a little bit in and ask God for the rest, you will be amazed at what your life can be. If you can see where I was and see where I am, follow me, do what I do, do what other people have taught me to do. We'll walk this together and your life will be amazing.
Great stuff. Great stuff. And I'm going to end with this because I think it's important that people understand our conversation tonight. We started out with Ed Canatelli, the father of this young lady, beautiful young lady, 22 years old, that has a life beyond her wildest dreams, 19 months sober. But guess what? Here's the reality of it, folks. As a father and as somebody that has children myself, I got to and I get to experience that feeling today because, you know, I have that 17-year-old that's off the chain right now, that's locked up, and I get to experience my first understanding of just what I did to my parents.
Yep.
What I exposed my parents to, and that degradation and that self-loathing and that horror that they went to bed with every night, I get to experience that today because God has a sense of humor. At the same time, I get to give that message of hope. And how do I do that? I do the best I possibly can with a lot of people around me and those people helping me. And it was the same process that Ed went through. And how did he do it? He didn't do it in a very, okay, it's okay, baby. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. And, of course, you know, I'm sure his wife wasn't that way either. I'm sure that Robin was like, that ain't happening. You know, there was no garbage about it. And that's, as a family member today or as a person in recovery that's dealing with now our children or even siblings that are going through issues, we have to take a position. And what's that position to be? After hearing the show, I hope you can find a position out of that. I hope it makes some kind of a sense of what we talked about tonight. Because in my opinion, and of course my opinion don't count, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, that we get to, one day at a time, have a daily reprieve and carry a message of hope to people that are around us. We might be the only big book anybody sees. How we show up and how we're treating others is just about how we are going to be perceived as a person in recovery. Thank you, Tabitha. Thank you, Eddie C. And most importantly, thank you to Chris behind the board, who has made the night a pleasure without anybody dropping any signals.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
I do my best.
Yes.
Yes, that sci-fi show, Chris, right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network and Rockers in Recovery. We're going to go out, top of the hour. We'll be back from 9 to 10. We got Randy coming in from the First Step Sober House. He's sitting in for Chris tonight because Chris is somewhere in the Caribbean, and we can't get a hold of him. You know, I don't know where he's at. He's like out on a boat somewhere.
That's the new excuse is now he's in the Caribbean.
Yeah, he's in the Caribbean, you know.
Next week it'll be Moscow.
Moscow. I'm thinking like maybe London.
Budapest.
Budapest. Well, no, no, he stopped smoking hash.
I thought that was Amsterdam.
We're done.
And if you ask her.
If you ask her.
What is she after?
What is she after?
She'll only tell you.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow.
Let me tell you about the sound pillow. Sound pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the sound pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer. I've been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Oh, Florida Bail Bonds. Over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house is a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for 3 generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
Our friend Ricky Bird, formerly of the June Jet and the Blackhearts, formerly hanging out with the New York City Hit Squad up there in Manhattan, and great guy. If you get a chance, you can go to Ricky Bird on Facebook and check out Ricky, become his friend. Ricky Bird is a guitarist, singer, songwriter, again, of the New York City Hit Squad, and formerly of June Jet and the Blackhearts. Ricky has recorded and toured with many musicians like Roger Daltrey, Ian Hunter, Southside Johnny, and the Asbury Jukes. He's going to be with us on May 28th from 1:30 p.m. to 6:30. And, of course, the First Step Sober House Memorial Day concert to coexist with the Memorial Day party that has been ongoing for the last 12 years over at, of course, First Step Sober House, located at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida. We want you to come on out, hang out with us. We're looking forward to having lots of people at the event, and most importantly, carrying a message of hope. And you know something, this isn't just about people in recovery. This is a community-based event. Being a community-based event means that when folks in the community hear what's going on, they want to come and they want to see what's going on, and they get to see that produced by, guess what, people that are walking the walk, not just talking the talk. So we get to be able to give information, we get to help out the community, we get to be able to tell the community what's going on, and we're doing it, Rockers in Recovery, in conjunction with the First Step Sober House, and we're partnering up to throw one hell of a party Saturday, May 28th, so come on out. We also are going to have that day a gentleman named Chasm Sultan. Chasm Sultan has been on our show before, and if you don't remember Chasm is a bassist course, bass player, and singer-songwriter of Todd Rundgren and Utopia. Chasm has also recorded and toured with other great musicians like Meatloaf, Joan Jett, Hall & Oates, Patti Smith, Mick Jagger, and Celine Dion, just to name a few. And stay tuned, folks, because we got some more artists that are going to be named for this. We also have three other bands that are going to be there that day. Scheduled to perform are Keep Coming Back Band, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, and Rhetoric. And we're looking forward to having all of the bands there, hanging out with us, having a great day. Starts at 1:30, goes until 6:30, May 28th. Go to Facebook, Rockers in Recovery, click on events, and you can actually say you're coming. At the same time, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com, check out the website, and we're going to make one more formal announcement tonight. Starting May 1st, we are launching a new website. That new website is, of course, going to be the Rockers in Recovery website. And you are actually going to be able to join the social network of Rockers in Recovery, where you will be able to listen to our show on our own streamer, because we just purchased our own streamer. We are actually in the process of building and putting together by May 1st and the launch of May 1st our own online radio station that you will be able to come in, hang out, and listen 24 hours a day. We'll be incorporating 18 hours a week that we broadcast live from the AM platform into that. But most importantly, that means 24 hours a day. And the new call sign that we got, folks, WRIR. It's a beautiful thing. Rockers in Recovery. Lovely. Wow.
That's
right. It's amazing. Who'd have thunk it? Randy from the First Steps Ever House, welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, John?
It's always good to have you back.
Oh, well, it's nice to be up here, you know, and get to fill in for Chris not being here tonight. But
that brings up a question. Wait a minute. Yeah. I'm glad you brought up Chris.
Yeah.
Because, you know, since he's out, we can bash him. Well, we bash him when he's here, too. So, what's up with that whistle? Oh, is it? Is that what it is? All right, well, you have to turn that down. That's all. So, in the meantime, we'll have to talk about Chris, because we talk about him when he's here. We talk about him when he isn't here. But Chris Day, where's he at?
Somewhere down in the Virgin Islands.
Who's he with this time? Friends?
Family.
Family.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no family.
Well, you know, that's the easiest way I could put it. So, I mean, that's the nicest way I could put it. Is he having a good time? Have you talked to him?
Yeah, I actually talked to him about an hour ago.
Is he going to call in tonight? He said he was going to try to call in.
That would be great.
That would be funny as hell.
It seemed to be coming up as unknown on the caller ID.
Yeah, well, that's when you have to have one of those satellite phones.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. You know, Chris D. in the tropics with a throwaway phone. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, yeah.
In a boat. Back in the day, we would be thinking some very strange things about that whole situation.
Well, he's a very hard-working guy, you know, and, you know, I remember the year that Richard...
You have to say this because you're his boss, or he's your boss. You have to say this, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the year that Richard died, and Chris, you know, he didn't get any time off, and he worked tirelessly when Richard had passed away, and it was... and he had worked tirelessly. You know, over and over, hours and hours and hours and hours, and finally the next year after that, we compelled him to go take a vacation for our sanity.
Listen, let me tell you, all joking aside, I watched that whole process unfold when everybody was saying, oh, it's all gone now, he's never going to be able to handle it, he's going to be doing this. Let me tell you something. By the grace of God, he kicked in a 12-step program in his life. That, you know, he worked every day anyway, but it worked overtime. And it definitely showed in how the whole program just transformed and carried on in a legacy that was just a huge legacy.
Yeah, it was ironic that, you know, they tell us that when we lose people, when we're in recovery, that we're able to grieve sober.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were struggling at that time with that. And Chris was able to meet the requirements needed that everybody needed for somebody to stand up to.
Well, here's the deal, folks. When you go through a loss like that in the grieving process, I mean, listen, I just lost three huge family members, you know, huge people in my life that were there for many, many years, and losing them like that,
But here's the reality of that. You know, when you lose somebody and they're dying and you know they're dying, that's one thing. But when you walk outside and you get murdered and you have to sit and watch that happen to somebody else, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable, because the emotions that are behind that will be there for years to come. That's not something that you just get over, watching something like that take place.
No, it's very, very traumatic experience.
You know, all joking aside, we love Chris to death, and he's a great guy. And literally, you know, if it wasn't, like I said, at the very beginning, the onset of the 8 hours or the 8 o'clock show, the bottom line is if it wasn't for, people like Chris Day, if it wasn't for people like Ed Canatelli, if it wasn't for Sound Pill, if it wasn't for the people that had sponsored the show in the very beginning, we wouldn't be sitting here. So they believed in this, and they believed in it enough to be able to carry a message, and almost 3 years later, we're still at it. So I got to tell you, folks, you know, when you understand where we all came from and you understand where we're going today, because it isn't where we're at, I believe it's where we're going, because you never really get to where you're at because you're always going where you're going, right? Does that make sense?
You get there eventually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and again, I mean, long, healthy life mm-hmm. without somebody interrupting it with murder usually means that they're throwing the dirt on you and you have a legacy. That's what we were talking about the first part of the show.
Right.
What's our legacy to be? Well, when you look at Richard's legacy, Richard's legacy was huge, helped thousands of people. The legacy was huge. What is our legacy to be? And you know something, we got a gentleman in tonight from the First Steps Over House along with Randy. And his name is John. There's a lot of Johns in this room tonight. So if you're walking down Federal, all the Johns are right here at WNN. That ain't right. That just ain't right. So, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. I'm just new at First Step, and I find it's accomplishing a lot of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big change for me. It's not the Ritz, but it has its ups and downs, and has a lot of, you know, beautiful people that are trying to recover. And I'm finding myself getting better each day,
mm-hmm.
You know, with graces up above. I go to the Waller meetings,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I hear about the legacy of Richard, and it was a shame that his life was taken so short, you know, taken by that means. It wasn't a natural cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lost people by natural causes of cancer. It's not the same thing.
Correct.
You know, and it's a psychologically, it affects people in a different way,
mm-hmm.
especially people who are close to him.
Correct.
You know, but First Step is an experience. And, you know, I'm making the best of it. It's not what I'm used to, but it is helping me in my recovery stages, day by day. I'm learning something new every day with the meetings and everything going forward.
Let's talk about the acceptance, because reality is when you hit First Steps Sober House, you better have some acceptance.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't have some acceptance when you get there, you're either going to get some or you're going to go.
That's for sure.
So the acceptance end of this is that you roll off the happy bus that Randy, you know, goes and picks you up at the jail. That's the happy bus because you're real happy that you just got out of jail. You're real happy for about 3 or 4 days that you're at First Steps Sober House until you show back up and you don't like the rules anymore. Do you watch that process take place?
Yes, and it's not easy to accept. It's better them giving you the orders instead of being in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have anywhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're giving you some sort of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You can live your life however you want. They're trying to make it better. They're not putting you back in the cell, 10 by 10 cell, and you have nowhere to go, nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have a chance to make your life better if you want to,
mm-hmm.
if you have it in yourself. If it's not in you, you're not going to make it. You'll end up right back to where you came out of.
So let's talk about that acceptance end of it. Now, we have to go through, and I know I did, I had to go through that process of choosing in. I had to make that decision. Hey, listen, I'm either going to choose in or I'm going to choose out. What is my choice to be? If I'm going to choose in, then I have to follow some simple rules.
Rules.
Rules. When I hear people say that there's no rules in the 12-step fellowship, they make me crazy, because it says right in our literature there are a few simple rules. So what are some of those rules and those principles that and I know you, and I'm not going to throw you under the bus here, because you've only been around a very you know, like, you know what, a month or so?
I've been like sober 7 days. 7 days, and I've been sober for 32.5 days.
32.5 days. Okay, so in the last 32.5 days, to get to acceptance, what have you done so far on a daily basis to help you to get to that acceptance when Randy says, listen, that ain't going to happen, you're not doing that? It's going to happen.
It's right there, and you can grab it any time or any point of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know if I'm going to go that way, I'm going to end up back where I was, and that's regressing. You know, I'm trying to move forward in my life.
So you find yourself every time something like that takes place in our life, we have to reinitiate choosing in.
That's,
see, here's the amazing part. I have something bad happen. Oof. My normal reaction for 32 years of my life was to run away, smoke crack, and climb into a bottle. Leave me alone. Everything will be fine. So when those things start to happen to me today, what do we get to do? We get to, because we're working a program, turn around and say, you know something, I chose in to this life. This is just a life situation, and it's amazing, because that life situation is going to be totally different. By the grace of God, if he keeps me around, it's going to be totally different. It's not going to be the same life situation 6 months down the road. So it makes it easier for me to accept and to move in. Do I have to like it? No.
No,
I don't have to like this, but I have to accept it and move forward and deal with, you know, the apples, the oranges, the seeds, and all of the rest that come with it. Correct?
Yeah, well, I always like to point out to most of my clients over there that when it comes to acceptance, you know, they all think that acceptance is just to submit and lay down and take it the way it is, you know, and that's totally not the truth. You know, the acceptance is basically acknowledgement of the facts of a situation, then deciding what you're going to do about it.
Mm.
And what you decide to do is going to figure out what direction you're going to go with your issues.
I like that, first of all, John, that you had the guts enough to come on up tonight. Because, again, I mean, it's the reality is that we don't do well when we want to just do what we want to do. And a lot of times when Chris will ask somebody, or, you know, somebody's asked to come up, you have the excitement of doing it the first time. It's the continuous basis of following through that we carry a message of hope. Regardless, today, what are you doing? Even, you know, and there's a lot of people out there who say, well, I can carry a message of hope, but it's only 30 days. Well, if you have that attitude, there's something wrong right at the very beginning, because if you have one day in recovery, you can carry a message of hope. What do you do today to help the new guy coming in, coming off the bus, you know, with the pale skin and the chapped, you know, skin and flaking, you know, all of those things that happen while you're in jail, been there, done that, played the music, didn't like it. What do you do today to help carry that message?
It's, you know, it's, you're being let out of a cage and someone's giving you an opportunity to be have your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big part of your life. I see a lot of people that are coming out and they make the same mistakes and they go back. I never want to be in a situation where I'm going to go back to a cell.
Mm.
And the only way of doing that is bettering myself and staying on a good road. And my only good road is not drinking.
Mm.
I have a problem. I go out and I drink one drink and I'm done.
So there's a definite phenomenon of craving that happens when you take that first one.
Right, but I won't do it for 2 weeks. But if I do, I'm right back to square one again. And I think I can handle it, but it's not that way.
So when you look at what got you to first step, what was some of the things that happened that got you to first step?
A couple of DUIs. It's taken a lot out of my life. Drinking hasn't done anything good for my life other than, you know, my social life, which didn't make me money. Every time I drank, I got in trouble.
Hmm.
And that's basically what happens. You may be enjoying yourself,
but you pay for it in some way or another, whether with your family at home, whether you're at work. No matter what you do in your life, alcohol will, or drugs, will affect and infect what you're doing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody says, because you can't work a job. You can't have a relationship with a person that's not a drinker. You can't be in that world. It's a whole different scenario.
You know, if you're just tuning in with us, we're on WNN 1470 AM, the Health and Wealth Network in South Florida. And, of course, we're Rockers in Recovery, and we're live on the weekend, Sunday night from 7 to midnight. We are also on the air every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. and back on Monday through Friday from 10 to 11, then Saturdays from 3 to 6. We span the week 18 hours a week here in the Beasley Network. And 1470 AM is the home pod. And Rockers in Recovery is part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And we ask you to check out the mothership at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Also, check out rockersinrecovery.com. And check us out on Facebook. Become our friend. Hang out with us. We would love to have you be a part of our lives. And for us to be a part of yours. We're going to go out for our next break. And when we come back, we're going to have more Randy, more John. There's a lot of Johns here. Come on down.
Well, I've been a bill. Over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866 ALLBAIL.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow.
Let me tell you about the sound pillow. Sound pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
My name is Charles Becker.
If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
All right, welcome back. Another night, John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. And, of course, we are sitting in here with my friend Randy from the First Step Sober House. And, of course, me and Randy get crazy in about another, 3 weeks. Getting ready for the concert and getting ready for your all-day festival.
Oh, yeah. I'm psyched up for it. Yeah. I got the...
Are you going to the bounce house? I want to ask.
We didn't have one the first year that I did a Memorial Day picnic. We didn't have the bounce house. We didn't have the dunk tank.
You have the dunk tank, though, right?
I think we're going to have a dunk tank this year. That'd be nice.
Nice. Chris West on the dunk house. Nice. Nice. Chris West behind the glass. You're going on the dunk house. That's right.
Well, hold on. Rewind this. What?
Yeah. They're going to have a dunk house at the concert.
And I'm going to be inside of it?
By the way, folks, that can that was just popping open is a can of soda. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Rewind. I'm going to be inside the bounce house house?
Well, we can go both.
I'll do the bounce house. No problem.
And the dunk tank.
I can do sci-fi dunk tank. I don't mind.
Sci-fi dunk tank. Do-do-do-do.
No, what we need to do is get Amy to dress up.
Oh, my
and
God,
have
that
her
would
done.
Be hilarious, man. We don't even want to go there. You know, all the makeup going into the water, you know.
Could dunk tank with slime.
Oh, my God. Is Joey Reynolds in the room?
I mean,
that was like Joey Reynolds. That was like a Joey Reynolds statement, I swear to God. Unbelievable. It's great. So, listen, we have, of course, we want to talk about something that's near and dear to us. Our friend Greg Cooper is moved on to greener pasture. Greg Cooper was the head of operations here, and he is now up in Atlanta as a GM, general manager of his own radio station. We want to applaud Craig for moving up. And, of course, we want to applaud him and happy pastures up there in Atlanta. And God bless you and your family and the transition and most importantly, Greg, if you're hearing us on the streamer tonight, we want to just tell you that we miss you. We miss you a lot, Greg, and we love you, Greg. We wish you were back here with us, but we're glad that you're there, and most importantly, we're glad that you have a new position. It was a great step up with the Beasley brothers and the Beasley family, and congratulations to you. And I haven't had a chance to say that, and I forgot to say it at the beginning of the hour. And so there it is. Greg, congratulations. And John, let's get back to you.
Yes, sir.
All right. So here we are. We're now 30 days into the mission. You chose to come to the First Step Sober House. You chose to be a part of that particular place that helps people to get a foundation. Now, what made that choice for you?
I had gone to my first meeting there, ordered by the courts, and I showed up. I met Randy, and I saw the way the grounds were and everything of that nature, and I sat in on the first meeting, and it was a good meeting. It was very, there was a lot of people.
Was Randy chairing it?
No. Randy wasn't.
No, I don't think I was that night.
He wasn't there that night.
He wasn't.
He was there that night, but he wasn't
speaking.
He wasn't a speaker.
No.
But I got a lot out of it, and I liked that it was females and males. It wasn't just all one group. So my fiance was able to go there with me, or she was there on the grounds, and it was an experience. I mean, they throw you in the street and they tell you. You have 30 days to find a place to live,
mm-hmm.
and everything of that nature. And it's hard if you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am. I'm saying, you know, where I go, what do I do? And there's so many expensive places out there that are like $16,000 for a rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fairly priced at first step when I was able to go there.
Mm-hmm.
It was way in the mean.
So you still have a job?
Oh, I still have it, yes.
Okay. So that being the case, you still have some kind of a formulation of a life that you can, because you're choosing it now, you haven't lost everything.
I've lost a lot.
And the reason I'm saying I'm not minimizing your losses, because there's definitely losses.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? There's definitely losses. But the good news is that you have a foundation, and it isn't like you have to come up from the ground up. You have that position where you didn't go that far down the scale, because we can get off the elevator at any time. And the point I'm bringing up here is it doesn't matter if you're from Park Place or Park Bench or anywhere in between. You have the choice of getting off the elevator instead of going all the way to the bottom, and you chose that. Congratulations.
Yes, it was very difficult, but it was a choice I had to make. I'm at the lowest point right now, mm-hmm. and I will be going higher, hopefully, you know, mm-hmm. God willing, whatever transpires in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But first step is like a first step. First step when you walk.
Mm-hmm.
When you're drinking, now you're not drinking, so you need guidance, you need help from somewhere else other than yourself. And I find I'm getting it. And they have a reason why they put you in places like this, to help you. It's not to hurt you. It's to bring out better points in your life that's available to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stepping stone.
Do you, when you look at the steps, the step process, who are you working the step process with? You got a sponsor? Do you got a group?
I have a sponsor, but I'm not in communication with him because I think you need a sponsor, but you need to pick someone after you know someone or you've been in a program a little while, because you want to have a lot of confidence in that person. You need to have some kind of rapport, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a one-to-one. I have a sponsor that said, John, I'll be your sponsor, and I'm not connecting. You got to be able to connect with someone and trust someone. You're putting yourself in their hands, and that's the way I feel. And I want someone that's been through it for years.
Okay, so here's the sponsorship question that I'm going to ask you, because I think that it's important that people hear this. What is a sponsor? What is the definition? And somebody that's been around, you know, needs to understand that there are certain things that a sponsor is and certain things that a sponsor isn't. What is a sponsor to you?
A sponsor is someone who's going to guide me,
mm-hmm.
and teach me right from wrong,
yeah.
and let me explain in my way and not only by their way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have to be some kind of, you have to have someone that is open-minded, because some people are orderly and they think they know what they're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, it's communicating with another individual other than yourself.
Okay, so here's, I'm going to give you the way it was given to me, and it was in that big blue book.
Exactly.
That big blue book, that textbook that we call our text, okay?
Take me through the steps.
And it says that a sponsor, I'm going to give you the isn'ts of a sponsor. A sponsor isn't a banker. A sponsor isn't a therapist. A sponsor isn't a sex counselor. A sponsor isn't your mother. A sponsor isn't your father. A sponsor isn't any of those things. A life coach. A sponsor isn't a life coach.
Right.
Life coach. That's the word, life coach. Makes my hair on the back of my neck stand up. Yes. Hey, you know, don't let me get, please don't get me off track. Okay?
You want to put rims on my car? I'm going to ask my sponsor first.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. So a sponsor is what? A sponsor is somebody to help you, guide you through the 12-step process, because that process in and of itself is going to change your life. See, change doesn't happen at step one, because then it would be a step one process. There's a 12-step process, and we have to be guided through that with somebody that has been there before us. Now, preferably somebody that has been working the steps of recovery for a period of time. It's showing up in the quality of their life, and most importantly, that they have a sponsor too. See, the guys that are flying solo out there and they say, well, you know, I don't need a sponsor anymore. I'm all good. Run. Run far and run fast.
Run. I agree.
Okay. These are the things that I was told to look for in a sponsor. Somebody that's going to guide me through the steps. They are none of the things that I've already mentioned. And most importantly, somebody that has a sponsor that is working the process every day. Because, you know, the bottom line is that every step that I had to go through in my life through the 12-step process with a sponsor, I had to experience each step as an experience to have the ultimate experience of the 12-step process at the very end of that 12-step. And then continue to have that growth step of 10, 11, and 12 in my life every day and giving it back what was freely given to me. But at the same token, when you look at a guy like Randy, who is in the trenches every day, got to deal with that right up front every day, there's a lot of people out there that think that that has something to do with the 12 steps. And it does.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. See, anybody that really is fooling themselves saying, you know, I work for a treatment program or, you know, I'm on the air with Rockers in Recovery or whatever it is, and you know, I start to tell myself, well, this is my 12 steps. You know, this is my program.
Right.
I'm out of my mind.
Okay.
If I'm a therapist and I'm saying, you know, something, I work with, you know, I have a 30-patient caseload and that's my 12-step work, that's my program every day. Nuts. Would you agree?
No, sponsorship is definitely, you know, one-on-one, going up to the newcomer, greeting him, and, you know, introducing him into the book of Alcoholics, the anonymous program.
No, that's okay. It's the 12-step process.
The 12-step process.
Right. It's been dropped here before. We don't like to have that happen, but that's okay, because the 12-step process can mean any process, and we don't like to break anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. So we are, you know, I'm a member of a 12-step fellowship. And understand something, you know, I don't think there's anybody out there that, you know, with the exception of people that know me personally, that really know what fellowship I belong to. You know, it could be OA, it could be SA. Could be, you know, and you got to remember, there's an A for every nut out there today. Trust me, I know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's like a wrench for every nut. Nice. You like that, John?
Yeah, I like that.
And keep coming. Randy's going to tell you a bunch of them. So get out the shovel. We got more to be revealed. And that's going to be, of course, coming up shortly. I'm sure that you're going to start dealing with some things like a forced step.
Yes.
How's that, the proposition? The proposition of having to look at your end of life, how's that feel to you?
I feel with the steps, it's going to make me better if I follow each one.
With the direction of?
I need a direction of someone to guide me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I can do it. I can read them and study them, mm-hmm, and everything of that nature, because I can do a lot of, I think you always think you can do it on your own, but it's not that way. You know, you'd like to just work with someone who's friendly towards you, who you can get through the steps with, and they would help you, guide you, because they've been through them already. I haven't been through these steps. I don't know which way I'm going. You know, I'm making a first step and I don't know what to do, and that's where you need guidance from someone else who's already been through them.
I like that. I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. If you translate that, I'm going to translate the addictive alcohol.
My way just does not work.
It's not working anymore.
Nope,
please
nope.
Help me. And that's what he just said in
yeah.
So many words. What now? When you see somebody like this that's engaged, because he's engaged, and you can see that he's engaged. But it takes a lot more than that. You know, it takes to be engaged, but you have to follow the direction of it. And, you know, you get, you know, you're choosing in, and you're choosing every day, and you choose in at the moments that are bad, and you choose in when everything's, like, falling apart, and when everything's good, you choose in. So, Randy, in your opinion, watching this unfold, you've seen a person from 30 days, and you've seen a person 2 years, mm-hmm, that has successfully completed. There is no graduations, folks. Successfully completed your program and moved on to have a happy personal soul life because they built a foundation of where you were at.
Well, when John came in, it was very refreshing because we do get a small minority of people that come in asking a lot of questions.
wanting to know what is it and what is it all about, because I need the help. It's the ones who say, I know what I got to do, because I've done this before, that really scare me.
I got it. I got it. It's all taken care of.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah. I told you, you know Russell S.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with Russell S. I'm sleeping on the side of a 12-step clubhouse, homeless, living on the streets in Miami. And Russell S. says to me, John, I want to give you some help. And I said, Russell, I got it all taken care of. Don't worry about nothing. I know exactly what I'm going to do. You know what Russell said? Yeah, I can see that, John. You're sleeping homeless, and you still have some bugs left in your hair. It's really working out well, you're thinking.
Yeah, you know, those types of attitudes just quickly prove themselves over and over again. That then obviously the way that they did it didn't work. And when you absolutely want to get this program, you have to open up your eyes to a brand new way of looking at things, the new pair of glasses every time. You know, personally for me, you know, I had tried to come into this program in 2004 and a gentleman came up to me and said, well, let's go 1, 2, and 3 on my tailgate. And I said, I got to go wash my car. Because I was always there. I was there for the family. I was there for all the wrong reasons. You know, I was there for everybody else. But I had something better to do, you know. And then I ended up going to work in the morning, stopping at Walgreens to buy mouthwash, to go to work, to drink, to get a buzz.
Nice.
You know, I had the fresh breath in the store, but I was pretty much toasted.
You know, it was funny. I was, you just reminded me. I was actually early on in my life, I would go into drugstores and we would find the cough medicine. And we would drink the cough medicine. We would go in and we'd undo the cough medicine. We would drink it. I don't know how many times they probably found.
Before cameras.
Yeah, they found probably empty boxes of Robitussin. You know, I should have been passed out in the aisle. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the insanity of our addiction. Our addiction says that stuff's okay. Okay, let me go drink some mouthwash to catch a buzz. See, these are things, if you're listening right now and you're identifying, call a 12-step program.
Right, definitely.
So, listen, folks, we're going to go out to another break. When we come back, we're going to have more Randy from the First Step Sober House, more John from the First Step Sober House, and more moi from Rockers in Recovery. And, of course, Chris West behind the glass. We'll be back.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Not feel the pain, like drinking myself.
Hey, welcome back. Of course, I'm going to give you a little bit of information here. If you tuned in tonight for the first hour, which was from 7 to 8, you were listening to our friend David from the Hooters. And we're going to give out the information to an organization that he wants everybody to check out. It's called songsinthepocket.org. Please go to songsinthepocket.org. And, of course, David, the drummer of the Hooters, was on with us earlier tonight. And great, great guy and great message of hope to anybody that's an early rocker. And when I'm talking about an early rocker, listen, back in the 80s, we had a blast in the East Coast music scene. Has blown up many, many times, and it all originated out of the Philly area. So we were able to get that history of the rock and roll out of the Philly area, but most importantly, we were able to, talk to, of course, David in regards to Hooters and their explosion and the explosion of, many folks like them. It was a great time period had by all in the early 80s and late 70s in the Philadelphia area, the South Jersey area. So, David, thanks for being on the show. Songsinthepocket.org, check it out and be a part of what he's doing. And we're looking forward to him coming back as he's doing some new releases and doing some songs. We'll look forward to having David back with us. And, of course, other members of the Hooters that are scheduled to come aboard and do some talking with us and some interviews with me and Kevin King. So, in the meantime, check out rockersandrecovery.com, holisticlifestylesradio.com, and also go to Facebook and become a friend at Facebook, Rockers and Recovery fan page. And we look forward to having you at the concert. I'm going to go over the concert information again. If you are in the South Florida area and you choose to be at the show, we're going to go over what's going to happen real quick. Okay? It is 9:47, so we're going to kind of take this out because at the top of the hour, we're going to be doing some pre-recorded shows from 10 to midnight. So starting on, of course, May 28th at 1:30 in the afternoon at the First Step Sober House Memorial Day Concert, Rockers in Recovery will be throwing another concert. Simultaneously at the same spot that the First Step Sober House has their Memorial Day picnic every year. We are going to combine this together with the super group that we're starting to amass for November.
See, because this is all leading up to the 12-Step Music Fest that's going to take place in November with Rockers in Recovery and No Matter What Productions. So let's talk about this a little bit. What's going to happen is this particular concert that we're having is going to feature Ricky Bird, guitarist, singer-songwriter of New York City Hit Squad and formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. He's also recorded and or toured with musicians like Roger Daltrey, Ian Hunter, and Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. We also have the pleasure of having Kazem Sultan, who is a bass player, singer-songwriter. He's with Todd Rundgren in the Utopia. Kazem also has recorded and or toured with great musicians like Meatloaf, Joan Jett and the Blackheart. Of course, Hall & Oates, Patti Smith, Patti Smyth, Mick Jagger, and Celine Dion, and many, many more. So both, of course, Ricky and Kazem will be at this particular concert. Also, Richie Supa will be showing up and hanging out with us, too. So at this juncture, the way it's going to happen is real simple. By the time we get to the festival in November, 3rd through the 6th, this is who we have so far for the festival. We have, of course, Liberty DeVito, the drummer from Billy Joel. He's going to be there, and he's going to be on drums. We're going to have Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos is going to be there. He's not only going to be playing with the supergroup, but he's also going to do in the coffee house. He's going to do about an hour set, hour and a half set in the coffee house. Richie is talking about coming down and doing an hour in the coffee house. Well, all of those things are being discussed. But the supergroup right now is Christine Ullman, also from the Saturday Night Live band, the Beehive Queen. She's coming down, and, of course, she's going to be singing. We've got Ricky Bird on guitar. We have Kazem on bass, and we are formally working on some other folks that will be named. Simon Kirk, hopefully, we're working on that, and some other folks that will be named by August. So this is the core group so far, and we're going to build out around it. We're looking for maybe the Duke Horns. We're looking for some other folks. Lots of things taking place. So August, the you know, whatever you can do right now, my suggestion would be if you want to be a part of the 12-Step Music Fest, to go to 12stepmusicfest.com and order your tickets. Because once we make the last lineup announcement in August, I will tell you, some of the people that I'm personally working with to get people to come to this, it's going to be huge. So get your tickets now, because once that announcement is made, formal announcement is made for the end lineup in August, there's not going to be a lot of room. I can tell you that. So in the meantime, we're in with Randy. We're in with John. They're both, of course, coming to us through Christy, who is now floating in the Caribbean on a lovely ship somewhere, hanging out, and with, you know, I'm sure, he's family. He's down there with family. And he's hanging out with family and having a good time. And, I'm sure that we miss him. Do we miss him? We miss him.
Yeah, we miss him.
We miss him, yeah.
We need him to be more on Sundays.
Be more on Sundays?
Yeah, he never shows up. It's always, I got football, I got softball, I got a donut.
I got a donut. Yeah. I got a donut and I need to dunk it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, you know, I felt really bad when Chris had that operation on his bum. I really did.
Up until you saw the donut.
Until I seen that donut. And he hasn't lived that down in 2 years.
No.
No.
Because that was right when I started with y'all guys.
Absolutely.
Still remember that.
I've been riding that donut for 2 years, baby.
Yep.
Nice. Now we got Randy in. So we actually, yeah, and by the way, the Diva. Yeah, I got to tell you, I got a phone call from the Diva.
Oh, yeah, where's the Diva?
Oh, listen to this. Let me read you this. This is on the Facebook. I got two Facebook event pages, both for the concert in May. So let me go to the other one because it isn't on this one. But this is pretty funny. This is what the Diva wrote me. And I think you'll find this interesting because, you know, the Diva has made lots of promises to us in the past. So this is one that you're really going to appreciate, folks. So hang tight. Let me just navigate over here because I got to read it word for word because, you know, I wouldn't want to misquote anybody because, you know, this is talk radio. You know, nobody on talk radio ever misquotes anybody.
No.
All right.
Plagiarism AM.
Here it is, the diva. I will definitely be there. I'm good at making the events. That's what she said. And you know what my reply was? I hope so. You work at the place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think she'll miss that. She works there. Yeah. She works there. So what do you think? If the diva's listening right now, well, we had shoes up here. We had $300 worth of shoes up here for you, and it was only one pair. So that'll tell you something. And you didn't come tonight, so we're going to give them away.
Well, she, you know, notwithstanding the fact that she's on call probably, so she'll have to maybe go out and do something, some other type of work that day. So, but I gave her your warning that she was being sought after, but she said that you could never catch her. So.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I told her definitely not in no shoes.
Not me. You know, she came in here one night, man. She was like in all pink. With pink shoes. I was like, this is beautiful. So this, of course, this got me on the diva run. All right, and the diva run was real simple. Listen, how many pairs of shoes do you have? She tells me, I got over 100. I said, you got over 100. I said, so when you look for a guy and you're looking to get married, you're looking for a husband, is your first question like, listen, I want you to build me a house that has an extra room just for my shoes? I mean, these are questions that divas need to ask. As a matter of fact, it is 9:54. We're at the top of the second hour, and we're going into the third hour. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out.
Going into the fourth hour.
Going into the fourth hour.
That's right. We're at the end of the third hour.
Yeah, at the end of the third hour. That's right. Going into the fourth. I know. Hey, I knew that. I would have figured it out by the time we were up the air anyway. So what I want to do is I want to play a little clip of her favorite song. Let's play it right now. Just real quick. Just a couple of seconds.
A diva. She'll try to please you.
Nice. It's all about you, baby.
She'll love and leave you.
She will.
Yes, she's a diva.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she's a diva.
The diva of love. Nice. That's my diva.
Wow, that was exactly 30 seconds up to that point.
Nice.
Yeah, we got to remember that one.
Nice. No. I think it's 20. We won't get into that right now. But here's the good news, folks. The good news is that the live portion of this is just about over. That means you don't have to deal with my insanity anymore. You can listen to the first 2 hours of all of this insanity over again between 10 and midnight. And we want to thank you and everybody for tuning in, as always, to Rockers in Recovery on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Check out everything that we're doing. Become a part of our blogs on Blog Network at holisticlifestylesradio.com just by scrolling to the bottom and click on I Want to Follow You. And also find us at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook, the fan page. Join us, hang out with us, carry a message. We like to carry a message. And John, Randy, I want to thank you guys for being in. Ed's,
my pleasure.
Absolutely. And Ed, my pleasure to have you guys. It's always a pleasure. Ed Canatelli and Tabitha, I want to thank you guys for being in here. It was a great message of hope. From the family position, and of course, we want to thank David from the Hooters for being on in the first hour. And please, again, check out songsinthepocket.org, and we look forward to being back here tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, 2 to 3, Monday through Friday, back on at nights from 10 to 11, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 on Saturdays, and, of course, 7 to midnight on Sundays. And this coming Saturday, 3 to 6, we have this little show called The Sci-Fi Show. It's actually a pretty big show. People are listening. That Sci-Fi Show with Chris West. Chris, tell us what you guys are going to have on.
We got Bob and Carl, the sci-fi janitors, coming on next week, as well as we're going to be talking about costuming and going into all the knickknacks that what it really takes to get a good costume for conventions. We got convention season coming up. We got Mayhem coming up at the end of May with Bruce Campbell. The Boondock Saints are going to be there, and we're prepping for that. So we're going to maybe probably have some guys on from that, and we'll see what all's going on in the news and happenings in the world of sci-fi radio.
Nice. Well, you know, something we're looking forward to. That Sci-Fi Show every week. You can check them out right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. You can also go to their page, right at our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com. On the right-hand side under AM radio schedule, you can click on that sci-fi show and find out more information.
Good stuff.
Put on your, what is it, aluminum foil headdress? And
your tinfoil yarmulkes and come on down.
Don't bring to Tranya.
All right, folks.
Don't take the red pill.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen, folks, thanks for sharing and being a part of our world. And if you're on the rack because you smoke too much crack, I've been there. And if you need help, 877-799-8773. Yeah, it begins with a phone call. Thanks.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard.
The preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. WWNN, Pompano Beach. Website at SteveCainShow.com.
This is Steve Kane for Tropical Acres, Broward County's oldest steakhouse and seafood restaurant, family owned and operated at the same location since 1949, serving the most incredible seafood and steaks at prices that are reasonable in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Steak? Well, try their Tuscan T-bone, marinated in rosemary, garlic, and olive oil. Their fabulous cowboy steak, a bone-in ribeye with crispy hash brown potatoes, or that New York strip for two, 26 ounces of pure heaven. On the surf side, well, don't forget their broiled snapper or their Norwegian salmon Leonese, cooked with onions and horseradish dill butter. The prime rib, absolutely the best in town. You are going to love Tropical Acres. They're conveniently located about a half mile west of I-95 on the south side of Griffin. Call for reservations at 954-989-2500. Ask for Jack. Tell him Steve Kane sent you.
Hi, my name is Bob Reich. My company, MetLife, is primarily known for life insurance. What you may not know is that MetLife also offers other services, helping people with their financial planning. For years, I've worked with the South Florida senior community. Through this experience, I have developed an understanding of your unique needs and concerns. My objective is to help you increase your retirement income regardless of market fluctuations without giving up the benefit of increasing your wealth and legacy. I would like an opportunity to speak with you at greater length to show you how our strategy at MetLife can work for you. Call me toll free at 1-866-282-3704. 1-866-282-3704. I look forward to meeting with you soon.
Midway Medical Associates is looking for a retired or semi-retired physician, either MD or DO, to work part-time up to 12 hours a week. Please contact Dr. Ira Geyer at Midway Medical Associates, 954-720-1040. That's 954-720-1040.
This is Dr. Ira Geyer from Midway Medical, where getting rid of your pain is our business. All the nerves in your body go through your spine. When your spine is out of line, those nerves get pinched. And you can experience pain anywhere in the form of arthritis, migraine, stenosis, carpal tunnel, or just an old-fashioned pain in the neck or back. Medication just covers up that pain, but the cause of the pain is still there. At Midway Medical, we have a medical doctor on staff, and I've been in the chiropractic field for over 30 years. Stop by Midway Medical anytime. I would be glad to consult with you at no charge. We accept Medicare and most insurances. Midway Medical is located in the Midway Plaza, just north of Commercial Boulevard, on the west side of University Drive in Tamarack. Just call 954-720-1040. Once again, 954-720-1040. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The Steve Kane Show comes to you live from the Adams World Radio Studios, home of ADCOB medical coverages. For all your health insurance needs, call 954-345-1212.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
On AM 1470, WNN, it's the Steve Kane Show, brought to you by ADCOB Apple. To join the discussion, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now, Steve Kane.
All right, good morning, good morning. Can you believe it is already Thursday? Oh, man, I'm Brian Craig. Welcome. You're listening to the Steve Kane Radio Show. And, of course, we're here live from 6 until 9 a.m., Monday through Friday. And the first hour between 6 and 7 is usually just me. Is your warm-up act as we get ready for the day. And, man, I tell you, it's a sad statement to say that this Obama administration has been a boom for talk radio. It has more things going on than we can even discuss on a program. So we do have some things involving Obama, this Libyan conflict, which is probably the most immoral military conflict the United States has ever been involved in. We're going to talk about that in a bit. And also coming up later in the show, we have a guest involving this Ann Murray N-word incident. Ann Murray, a current member of the Broward County School Board, we'll talk about this a little later. She used the N-word in its ugliest form, and it started a controversy. So we're going to have some updates on that and a great guest that's involved in that issue. Coming up on the program later, it's really a conflict here as to really what I think should happen, although we'll get into that in a little bit. Bob Norman in the New Times, his daily pulp, check that out today. He mentioned Steve in an article there. I may post it to stevekaneshow.com a little later. But first, let's get to this war we are in Libya. Now, I know you out there on the left believe that liberals out there believe that conservatives love wars, that we love invading countries, we love bombing countries, we love military actions. None of that is true. Okay, you know, there are times when military action is needed. Afghanistan, for example. The Taliban backing bin Laden and al-Qaeda attacked us on September 11th, launching an attack that had a greater loss of American lives than Pearl Harbor. Maybe Pearl Harbor was more damaging because they destroyed such important military assets, but more Americans lost their lives on 9/11 than Pearl Harbor. And that's something that's kind of out of sight and out of mind for the American people. God help us if the current population of this country was the population of this country in 1941. We never would have gone to war with Japan and Germany, and if we wouldn't have, you know how that would have turned out, right? But more loss of life on September 11th than December 7th. And furthermore, it was even many times worse than that because at least Pearl Harbor was an attack on a military installation. This was all civilian. Murders took place. So Afghanistan certainly was necessary. You know, the left, they were against Afghanistan. Do you remember this? All these warmongers now on the left that are in favor of this war in Libya, we'll get to a few things about this. Something we've been saying all week long was confirmed by our guest on this program yesterday. But the left were against military action in Afghanistan, if you remember. Right? What did they want to happen? Huh? Remember? They wanted this to be treated as a criminal operation. I'm talking about Afghanistan before we sent the military in. They wanted us to send in the FBI and arrest bin Laden. Remember, Jesse Jackson had said that he had some contacts over there. He wanted to go and meet with the Taliban. Remember all of this? That's right. It's something that's
been kind of forgotten, but the left, a huge chunk of them, were against Afghanistan. Now all of a sudden, and there was a clear reason why we had to go into Afghanistan. Now, Iraq's a different ball game than Afghanistan. Iraq, I think there's a legitimate debate on the military action in Iraq, no question about it. I will agree that President Bush and many of those around him who were people connected to his father's administration had a thing for Saddam Hussein. There's no question that it was a bit personal with President Bush because Saddam Hussein tried to kill his father. Remember, in Kuwait, there was an assassination attempt. But that the war in Iraq, there's a legitimate debate around that. I may not agree with the anti-war left on it. I don't think the left was anti-war. I think they were just anti-Republican, anti-George Bush in particular. But there's some debate there. Now, Libya, why are we there? Why are we there? Who are we fighting? Who are we fighting for? And our guest yesterday, that's a left-wing national security expert we had on this program, said that these rebels, some of those forces are on the ground, are made up of al-Qaeda and Iraqi insurgent fighters. You know, there are a lot of highly trained military people that took part in the Iraqi insurgency, ex-military, right? Apparently a lot of these are now mercenaries working in the Muslim world, and they're down there. So the United States military, think about this. The United States military and some of our coalition allies, under Barack Hussein Obama, we the United States, are currently giving air support to al-Qaeda. It's so crazy of a thing that's happened here that it's difficult to believe, isn't it? Even when I say it, it's so crazy and outrageous. When I say it, although it's true, it doesn't really sink in. There's kind of a denial, even to myself, about this. Certainly a denial in this country and in the American media, because this fact is not being put out there at all. So Barack Obama, he either screwed up and jumped into this way too fast in Libya, or this is going according to his bold plan of aiding with his Cairo initiative the Muslim world. I don't know. I would like to think it's incompetence, frankly. Not treason, but we are aiding al-Qaeda and the Iraqi insurgency now. They are members of the coalition. My Lord. My Lord. When are the American people, when are the American people going to wake up? And I do believe that this blind zombie like following that the American liberal media and liberals around this country have to this president is about 80-90% because he's black. A lot of it's because he's a Democrat. But I don't think the American people would stand for a white Democrat president giving military air support to the forces made up of al-Qaeda and the Iraqi insurgency. I just don't think they would. And I was talking on Monday last week when we were out here. I went to Disney World for my daughter's birthday last week. That's why Steve and I were not here. My wife and I, my mother-in-law, we took my daughter for a week up to Walt Disney World, and we went to the Hall of Presidents. You know, Barack Obama's there now because he's the current president at the Hall of Presidents. And when you see these robotic, all 44 of the robotic presidents, Barack Obama stands out, I'm here to tell you. I mean, it's an amazing thing that in this country, with its history, that we have, for the very first time, we have a black president. That in itself is a good thing. It's great to have a black president, I guess, but not this one. We have a black president that really isn't supportive of the American way of life or capitalism and all kinds of things that go along with it. And it's truly unfortunate that the first black president of the United States, the first American black president, may not even be an American for all we know. And furthermore, He's against what I would consider to be the American way of life, and I think a lot of you agree with that. Now, after the break, Donald Trump was with the ladies of The View. Did you see any of this? Oh, man, I like Trump. I really do. I know Mark Levin has a thing for Donald Trump because he's donated to some Democrats and all that. And maybe that's true. I know Donald Trump is not a conservative on everything, and socially he's probably rather liberal, but this country is in a really bad situation right now. Really bad situation. Economically, prices are going up. There's a lot of inflation. Wages are not going up. Unemployment is going up. Food prices are going up. Gasoline prices are going up. You know, and the price of oil affects everything because oil is in everything, you know, that we have. And when the price of gasoline goes up, the price of transporting goods goes up. This country is in probably the most difficult period economically that it has been in my lifetime. Certainly in my adult lifetime, that's the way it is. And Barack Obama, when he ran for office a couple years back, he had solutions to all of it. I know you can blame Bush. He inherited this mess. Barack Obama did not inherit a damn thing. He ran for this job. He sought it out. His campaign went on for 2 years. He wanted it. I heard this yesterday. Obama inherited two wars. Now he's got his own. He didn't inherit anything. When you inherit something, for example, in a family, there's an inheritance, right? Dad dies. All of a sudden, you find out that dad was living on credit, and the family's $500,000 in debt. You've heard these stories. They've made a few movies about similar situations, right? You've inherited a problem in an instance like that. But when there is a problem, like our economic recession that we've been in, and you're running for president, and you say, hey, I have a plan, I have a solution, vote for me, that's not inheriting it. That's going out and saying, I want this problem to be mine so I can fix it. That's what Obama told the American people. I didn't buy it. A lot of us didn't buy it, but enough of you dopes did, and he's the president. You know, and I know Mark Levin with Donald. I've heard Mark Levin go through some things with Trump. He can't stand Donald Trump. That's fine. It's America. Everyone has a right to an opinion. But Donald Trump at least is the type of guy like Rick Scott here in Florida that can get the economy back on track. I'm very pro-life, very conservative on a lot of social issues, but those are not important right now. A lot of us conservatives have become all of a sudden, I guess, libertarians because these other issues really are not that important right now. There's a lot of economic issues at stake here. I was just reading today a headline on Drudge. I didn't read the details of the story, but in Great Britain they've suspended corporate taxes and fuel taxes. Try to get the economy going. We need someone like Donald Trump, who's very much like Rick Scott, although on an upteenth scale of Rick Scott, who knows how the economy works, knows how business works, and has some ideas on how businesses can start hiring people and get the economy back on track. But Donald Trump was with the ladies of The View yesterday. We'll get into that after the break, and he brought up the birth certificate of Barack Hussein Obama. All right, my name is Brian Craig. You're listening to the Steve Kane Radio Show. Good morning again to all of you. We'll take our first break. It's 17 minutes after the hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Steve Kane Show on AM 1470 WNN.
Since the beginning of human history, gold has been the most reliable form of currency. Gold, as a financial asset, offers reliable protection from your greatest nightmares. Terrorism, the national debt, the deficit, rising interest rates, and inflation, all of those things push gold prices higher. And for the past 46 years, William Youngerman at William Youngerman, Inc. has been advising clients on trends and movements in the gold market. Gold is now on the rise, and the factors are ripe for a continued explosion in gold prices. Now is the time to invest anywhere from 5 to 25% of your assets in gold, a hard asset which will balance and protect your paper assets such as stocks and bonds. For collectors, William Youngerman, one of the largest inventories of gold coins in America, it can assist you in buying, selling, or trading any coin for your collection. William Youngerman, call 1-800-327-5010 or go to their website at williamyoungerman.com.
You're listening to the Steve Kane Show on AM 1470 WNN.
When our air conditioning system went down last summer, we were lucky to have a neighbor in the air conditioning business. Bill Thomas AC and Heating, 50 years family owned and operated, and always reliable. Bill was at my house in no time. The problem was my AC coils were clogged with dirt and algae. Bill explained that an AC system is like a car. If you want it to run effectively, you have to have it cleaned and tuned up periodically. Bill removed the AC coils, gave them a professional acid wash, and then tuned the entire unit. When he was done, it was blowing ice-cold air. And the fact is that 75% of the service calls performed by Phil Thomas AC are completed on the initial visit at an average cost of under $100. Phil Thomas will never sell you an AC unit you don't need, and the prices are always low. Phil Thomas AC, call 954-434-4576. That's 954-434-4576. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
This is Lori Kane. As a mother, I've always made sure that at least twice a year I take my kids for checkups with our dentist, Dr. Gorfein, or as they call him, Dr. Joe. Yet at the same time I was looking out for my kids' teeth, I was neglecting my own, going years without a dental exam. Predictably, I was starting to have problems. I knew I should make an appointment with Dr. Gorfein, but I was embarrassed. Dr. Gorfein told me that was being ridiculous. That's what he's there for. He put me right at ease. My exam revealed that I was in need of a four-crown bridge. Most dentists charge up to $1,250 per crown, and I needed four crowns. That's $5,000. But Dr. Gorfein guarantees the lowest price on all procedures. He charged me only a small fraction of that amount. The moral of this story is don't neglect your dental health. But if you do, call Dr. Gorfein at 954-742-0201. That's 954-742-0201.
The Steve Kane Show is live every day from 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 1470 WNN. Call Steve now at 1-877-275-2326. And now, more Steve Kane.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, I'm Brian back here with you. You're listening to the Steve Kane Radio Show, the longest-running local talk show in the South Florida radio market. Can you believe it? 1983, this show began, not with me. I was 12 years old then, but with Steve. It's been on the air in South Florida ever since, well, except for the 9 months he went to ABC in New York. So longest-running local talk show on the air in this market. And we've been here at Adams World for a long time. It's been a long time since we've been over here at Adams, and we're still going strong. All right, well, welcome back to the show. So Donald Trump was with the ladies of The View. And the Celebrity Apprentice this season is pretty darn good, isn't it, with Gary Busey? Oh, man, Donald Trump. So Donald Trump, he's on with Barbara Walters, Whoopi Goldberg, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and Joy Behar. And the issue of the birth certificate comes up. And Donald Trump said something that the ladies of The View didn't care to hear. Here's the exchange yesterday. Trump on The View.
You recently said about President Obama, I'm going to quote you, he grew up and nobody knew him. Nobody knows who he is until later in his life. The whole thing is very strange. What are you driving at there? Are you a birth cert, Donald?
Okay. Let me just add, I was a really good student at the best school. I'm not like a smart guy, okay? They make these birthers into the worst it is. Why doesn't he show his birth certificate? I think he's probably...
Okay, just heating up now. Whoopi Goldberg. Now, Whoopi Goldberg, if you go to TMZ, she just admitted that she smoked marijuana right before her Oscar speech. That's great. So we have an admitted user of illegal drugs right before she went on national television. She said to Donald Trump, why should he have to show his birth certificate? Now, well, because they've given him command of the United States military, and he's just waged a war where he's allied us with Al-Qaeda as part of his coalition in Libya. Everyone has to show their proof of eligibility when they file to run for president of the United States. They all have to do this, whether it's George Bush or John McCain or Barack Obama. And we've talked about this quite a bit on this program. If you've renewed, my wife had to renew her license that last year, and it took months, it's especially difficult for women because if you're married, you know, your married name and your maiden name don't match on all the dots. It was a nightmare. You have to show your birth certificate to get a Florida driver's license. And not just, it has to be the official log form with the raised seal of the state of your birth on it. We all have to do this for a variety of things. Oh, but not Obama. All right, back to the ladies of the View with Trump.
Because I have to, and everybody else has to. Whoopee.
I'm sure.
You can't show. Excuse me. I really believe there's a birth certificate. Why? Look, she's smiling. Why doesn't he show his birth certificate? And you know what? I wish he would, because I think it's a terrible pall that's hanging over him. He should show his birth certificate. The other thing, if you go back to my first grade, my kindergarten, people remember me. Nobody from those early years.
Okay, now that's very true. I told this story before. Barack Obama's neighbors. Well, let me rephrase this. The people that lived next door to his white grandparents in Hawaii, where he says he grew up, they don't remember a black kid living next door. They still live there all these years later. I don't remember a black boy living next door. Isn't that interesting?
Big picture.
There are people in Hawaii that have grown up.
But more importantly, yeah. Why doesn't he? And you know what? I think he probably was, but the word probably would be.
Why
would
he have to defend
because
himself
you're
against?
You know why?
Against an accusation.
Because if you're going to be the president, of the United States, it says very profoundly that you have to be born in this country.
But did anyone say you have to be born? The president.
No
one has ever asked George Bush or said to George Bush, is Hawaii not part of the United States?
George Bush, and I'm not saying I was a fan of George Bush.
No.
You know that better than anybody.
But
George Bush was born in this country. That's right.
Isn't Hawaii still part of the United States? Am I gone?
I grew up in New York. Wall Street was a big part. I have seen fraud, and I have seen scandal, and I have seen things that a lot of people don't see. I've seen people take a $100 bill and make it $1 million bill.
We're going to have to pause. Get to the point.
Okay.
All right. Now, when he starts to get into the details of why he wants Obama to show his birth certificate, notice Barbara Walters trying. Oh, no, Donald. First time I've ever heard Barbara interrupt Donald Trump and speak to him like this. Right? We've not seen the birth certificate, and when one does show up, a forensic analysis should be done to make sure it is actually valid. That's what Donald Trump is talking about. He said he's seen people take a $100 bill and turn it into a $1 million bill.
The point is, I can't rely on some newspaper that they show that.
Why don't you become president of the United States?
I want him to show his birth certificate. I want him to show his birth certificate.
All right, now, hear that applause? Second time it happened. And it's for Trump. Now, the audience of The View. Yeah, because for whatever reason, The View becomes some hotbed of political controversy from time to time, and it makes sound bites that we all in talk radio use and play and talk about. But one thing that has been a constant until this is the audience of The View not only has been liberal, they probably still are liberal, but they're typically in agreement with the cackling ladies of The View, their little coven there of witches, excluding Elizabeth Hasselbeck, of course. She's not part of the witches brew there. But when Donald Trump says he needs to show that birth certificate, the audience, made up of liberals, agrees with Trump.
There's something on that birth certificate that he doesn't like.
Oh, my God. That is just
I love you.
No,
I'm telling you.
I love you, too. I think that's the biggest pile of dog mess I've heard in any moment. The question is, why not show it, right?
All right, now here goes the ace card. The guy has been given the nuclear football. He has been given the most powerful government office in the world, the presidency, and command of the most advanced and powerful military in the history of the planet. The United States military that he's using right now in Libya, aligning ourselves with Al-Qaeda. And Whoopi says, are you asking this because he's black? Notice playing the race card. No, Whoopi, we're asking him not because he's black, but because he hasn't shown the birth certificate. That's why we're asking.
has nothing to do with it.
How about any white president asked to be shown the birth certificate?
Yes. John McCain did it. Whoopi had asked, have white presidents had to show their birth certificate? The answer is yes. To fill out the forms to qualify for the presidency, there is a process to go through which you must prove your residency and your birth. This is part of the process of becoming a nominated candidate for president. So what Obama is getting is an exclusion that every other candidate who makes it to the nomination process has to have, proof of their eligibility for the office.
When you become a president, you know that he's American.
Oh, she said if you become the president, Whoopi says if he becomes the president, you know he's American. It's not true, Whoopi. That's not true. If he showed no documentation and he becomes the president, he's in fact not the president.
Are you saying if people have doubt, you want to talk about their country?
Doesn't matter. It's doing good.
All right, now, Donald Trump has now gained the support of the audience of The View, right, when he's asking for Obama to show his birth certificate. You hear it with the applause, and all of a sudden, Barbara Walters, trying to change the subject, says to Donald Trump, do you want to talk about The Apprentice? He says, no, it's doing great in the ratings. This is more interesting. And then they go to break. Hey, Barbara knows. See, libs don't care if he's eligible to be the president or not. They don't care. They don't care about a lot of things. They don't care if non-citizens vote. They don't care if non-citizens become the president of the United States, apparently. All right, we'll take a break. More to share. Don't go anywhere.
Call Steve King, toll free at 1-877-275-2326.
Water damage strikes your home. It happens at the most inconvenient time and, of course, when you least expect it. This is Brian Craig. I want to tell you how Service Master by Robinson helped me. I came home in the evening and found my whole house was flooded. A water line broke and was draining all day. My carpet was soaked in about an inch of water from my front door all the way through my house. So I called Service Master by Robinson. Their truck arrived in less than an hour. The trained technician drained all the water out of the house. He used dryers for the carpet to make sure no standing water was left. Then he checked to make sure the water had not reached the drywall where mold can grow. When he was done, he took my homeowner insurance information and billed them, not me. Service Master by Robinson, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Call 954-749-9544. 954-749-9544. Service Master by Robinson.
It was 1983 when I purchased my first Toyota. It was a white Supra, and it was a beauty. In fact, I was so thrilled with that car, the way it looked and its performance, that for 28 years, the only cars we purchased in the Kane family are Toyota. When it comes to style, reliability, and durability, no car can match Toyota for my money. And at Al Hendrickson Toyota, you're going to get your best price on the Toyota of your dreams. Just go into Al Hendrickson, ask for Al Jr. or Al Sr., insist on seeing the boss. When you see them, tell them you're a Steve Kane listener. They will beat any price that any other dealer has given you on any model of Toyota. The best deal at Al Hendrickson, pure and simple for Steve Kane listeners. No hassle, no haggling, just the lowest price anywhere. Al Hendrickson, located at 5201 West Sample Road in Coconut Creek. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
You're listening to the Steve Kane Show on AM 1470 WNN.
Attention all diabetic patients in Broward, Palm Beach, and Dade counties. Pay careful attention to this important announcement from Pro Medical East Medical Supply. Because of the new Medicare regulations, there is a likelihood that Medicare is no longer paying for your diabetic supplies. If you receive them by mail from companies like Liberty Medical, American Diabetic Supply, CCS Medical, and many others, understand they are excluded under the new Medicare regulations, but don't worry. The benefit specialists at Pro Medical East
Medical Supply can provide you the answers you need to make sure that your current Medicare changes do not interrupt your continuity of service. Pro Medical East Medical Supply takes Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross, Aetna, Humana, and many, many other national and regional plans. No matter what your needs may be, don't wait until you run out of supplies before contacting Pro Medical East for the answers. Call today, 1-888-200-2797. That's 1-888-200-2797. The first 100 callers that participate will get a free reach extender when you tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Listen to the Steve Kane Show 7 nights a week, midnight till 6 a.m. on AM 1470 and AM 740. To talk to Steve now, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now, more Steve.
All right, we're back 35 minutes after the hour. I'm Brian, back with you. You're listening to the Steve Kane Radio Show. Steve, of course, here with us today. And coming up in the next hour, we have someone as a guest on this program to discuss this school board member, Ann Murray, who, if you Google Ann Murray, you usually get that singer up in Canada. Now you're getting this Broward school board member who used the racist N-word. And we have someone involved in that joining us in the next hour. You will not want to miss it. Go Google Bob Norman's Daily Pulpit, the South Florida Times. He actually not only mentioned Steve, we'll share it with you, he credits Steve with something, which is very unusual for our friend Bob Norman. We'll get into that in just a bit. Now, we've all been asking this question this week. Why are we fighting in Libya? Why are we giving military air support to Al-Qaeda? Why are we doing this? And I've been wondering. I can't figure it out. I don't know why. I know that the left, they're all excited that there's these – they're warmongers now, you notice, the left. Oh, well, this decisive military action, don't you know? Well, I have the answer why we are in Libya, why we are allied with Al-Qaeda. Ed Schultz has a column on the Huffington Post today, and he answers all these questions. All right, so this is great. I love Ed Schultz, the pulse of the liberals out there. And Ed Schultz's column today, you know, Ed Schultz, for those of you that don't know, he's that dope on MSNBC. Well, he's one of the dopes. Let me rephrase. He's not the dope. They have a lot of dopes over there. He is one of the dopes on MSNBC. Have you seen that promo they have for Ed Schultz's show? Have you seen this? They show Ed Schultz walking the streets of New York, talking to people on the street like he is a normal guy, picking up newspapers and magazines. Give me a break. What a jerk. Anyway, Ed Schultz, his column today, why I support President Obama's decision to invade Libya. I want to correct something there, Ed Schultz. We haven't invaded Libya. An invasion would involve ground forces. What we're doing is giving air support to Al-Qaeda. Why are we in Libya? And why we should support giving aid, military aid, to Al-Qaeda. Ed Schultz has a whole column on this. I'll read some of it to you. Okay, Ed Schultz, why I support President Obama's decision to invade Libya. The President of the United States, Barack Obama. Oh, I have to correct Ed Schultz already. When you are writing any type, whether it's a book report, a news story, when you're talking about the president of a corporation, you use a small p. If you're talking about the president of the United States, you use a capital P for president. Ed Schultz used the lowercase p for President Barack Obama. It's either he's ignorant or I'm not sure what. But anyway, Ed Schultz, the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, I added Hussein, Ed Schultz left it out, deserves the benefit of the doubt in our support in his decision to use military force in Libya. Oh, well, that's it. Okay. Deserves the benefit of the doubt. So what's he saying? That Ed Schultz doesn't even really know why we're there, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He's the first black president, don't you know? Very historic event. All right, Ed Schultz goes on. After 10 years in Afghanistan, 8 years in Iraq, Americans, I think many of us, have war fatigue. I think we all deserve clarity on the issue. However, it is important to note President Obama explained that this won't be a long-term operation. It'll only be a matter of days, not a matter of weeks or even months. All right, Ed Schulte. Have any of you ever seen Gone with the Wind? Gone with the Wind. Great movie, right? Remember that scene in Tara when they find out that Fort Sumter had been fired on and they were at war and all the men go and sign up? What'd they all say? It's going to last 3 weeks, the Civil War. And, of course, it went on for 4 long years. You know, once you start a war and you open up that can of worms, where it goes, you don't know, right? You don't know. And to say it's only going to last a few weeks, they always say that with most wars, don't they? Anyway, back to Ed Schulte. Let's give the president the benefit of the doubt here. The majority of Americans don't want any part of a third war in a Muslim country. President Obama is trying to give the rebels, those who want democracy, a fighting chance at trying to stop Gaddafi. This is the human thing to do from slaughtering his own people. All right. Ed Schulte says President Obama is giving help to the rebels who want democracy. Really? Is that one of their stated goals? Who's their leader? Now, if these rebels that we learned from our guest yesterday are made up of Iraqi insurgents that have fled to Libya and al-Qaeda, if they take out Gaddafi, what process are they going to use to bring democracy to Libya? Have they stated that as a goal of theirs? I hear the liberal media tell us they just want democracy, but I don't hear any of these rebels talking about it. Well, let's just give the president the benefit of the doubt, huh? Back to Ed Schulte's column here. President Obama has made his choice, and it is his leadership. He inherited Iraq. He inherited Afghanistan. And now he has made a decision to invade Libya. Again, he didn't inherit anything, Ed. He ran for the job. He wanted the job. He was going to get us out of Iraq. Remember, closed down Gitmo. He had plans. He didn't inherit anything. He went out and said, please give these problems to me. I have solutions. Ed Schulte goes on, as a country, we really don't have much of a stomach for this right now, and a lot of us are torn because of all our needs here at home. But remember, and this needs to be pointed out, Big Ed writes, there have been no lies told. No fear games played on the American people by President Obama and his administration. Now, there have been no lies that have been told, really, but they haven't told us anything. Why are we there? Who are we aiding? And are we giving air support to al-Qaeda? These are questions I'd like someone in the press briefing lounge to ask this new press secretary, the guy that looks like Ronnie Howard from the Happy Days era. Okay, back to Ed Schulte. I find it very interesting how conservatives are just picking away at President Obama. But the Republican Party, the party that steamrolled America into two wars, has suddenly discovered a barrage of reasons to oppose a Democratic president's military action. Why, he writes with a question mark. Okay, I want to go back to one thing here. Ed Schulte says the Republican Party steamrolled America into two wars. Now, I'm going to take Iraq out of this. Iraq's a debatable conflict. But Ed Schulte believes that the Republican Party steamrolled us into Afghanistan. Now, I know it's been 10 years. Can you believe in September it will have been 10 years since the Muslims attacked us on 9/11? But my recollection is that Afghanistan, that gave aid to al-Qaeda, attacked us on 9/11, refused to hand over bin Laden. We told them if they gave us bin Laden, we wouldn't invade Afghanistan, and they didn't. Ed Schulte, who does his show from New York, where it happened, right? I mean, think about it. This guy's walking distance from ground zero. He's walking distance from the 21st century Pearl Harbor, and he thinks that the Republican Party got us into that war in Afghanistan, not the Taliban, not Afghanistan, not al-Qaeda. All right, Ed Schulte goes on here. What I think is going to happen is that we're going to have a Libya with Gaddafi. He might survive this. Then we're going to have a country with rebels who want democracy. This is all about democracy. Well, wait a minute. Now, Ed Schulte is an interesting person here because he's a mouthpiece of this president and this White House. They use him. He's a tool of their propaganda department over there. Remember, Ed Schulte, the first radio talk show host to sit in the front row at a presidential primetime news conference. He sat right there. I saw him. He's friends with this guy. He's friends with this White House. Right? He's not independent. They tell him what to do. This column is from their briefing to Ed Schultz. So if Gaddafi's going to survive this, what's the point of being there? How are you bringing democracy? Their whole theme is that we're supporting a democracy effort. But if you believe that these are rebels wanting democracy and you leave the dictator in place, what's the point of being there? I don't get it, Big Ed. Does he have anything brilliant here? I didn't read the – I'm with the president on this one, he says. I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt on everything. All right, we'll take our break. Last break of this hour. We'll be joined by Vice President Biden in a moment after the break. Don't miss that. My name is Brian Craig. You're listening to the Steve Cain Radio Show. Our number, 877-ASK-ADAM, CainRadio@AOL.com. That's our email address. Let's just give Obama a benefit of the doubt on everything, right? Bankrupting the country, stopping drilling, giving billions of dollars to the Brazilians to do offshore drilling while he gives an executive order banning offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt on everything, right? Okay, we'll take our break. We'll be back. And that birth certificate, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt on that, too. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call Steve Cain toll-free at 1-877-275-2326.
If you've had a problem finding a reliable auto repair shop, somebody who will do the job right and not overcharge you, well, your search is over. Arctic Auto Center, 30 years at the same location, will do the job and is known for its reliability and integrity. Mike Chase, my good friend over there, they do it all, everything from water pumps to starters to batteries to brakes to tune-ups. The simplest thing to the most complex, they'll do it right, and you will never pay too much money at Arctic Auto Center. Right now, a big announcement from Arctic. They are now the top wholesale dealer for Goodyear tires in South Florida. That's right. They will sell you, the public, Goodyear tires at wholesale prices. You can bring in anyone else's ad. Mike Chase will beat it. That's the fact. That's Arctic Auto Center, located 2 miles west of I-95 on the south side of Broward. Call 954-581-7980 and tell Mike that Steve Cain sent you.
Visit the Steve Cain website at stevecainshow.com.
What does it mean to structure your finances on biblical principles? Well, it involves stewardship, living debt-free, estate planning for the earthly possessions you leave behind, and moral investing, combining your investment goals with your moral convictions. Whether you're a churchgoer or a secular conservative, you need to take advantage of this opportunity to have Barbara Correa, a financial advisor with Raymond James & Associates, do a full review of your investment portfolio to see if it's consistent with your moral beliefs. Barbara has been in the financial industry for the past 15 years. She's come to understand the value of using those principles expressed in both the Old and New Testaments as a standard for conducting our financial affairs. For a totally fresh perspective on your family's finances at no charge, call Barbara now at 954 area code 385-7625. That's 954-385-7625. Tell her Steve sent you.
Hello, everybody. This is Nelson Locke with Value Financial. Hey, over the past 10 years, I've met a whole lot of you and helped you relax your financial pressures with a federally insured reverse mortgage. Each time I talk to you, I hear the same story. If there was one thing you needed more of, it's money. Money for food, money for gas, money for prescription drugs, money to repair the home you love. There just isn't enough money left at the end of your month. Well, a federally insured reverse mortgage unlocks equity you could not otherwise qualify for and puts money in your hands to relax those financial pressures and let you enjoy your retirement. You never have to pay it back until you sell or move away, and you don't have to give a personal guarantee. HUD lets your house vouch for you. So if you are 62 or older and a homeowner, call Value Financial at 800-760-5363. That's 800-760-5363. Find out how much federally insured cash is available for you and how having it can can make your life a whole lot better. 800-760-5363. Call today, and you will for sure have a better tomorrow.
Listen to the Steve Kane Show 7 nights a week, midnight till 6 a.m. on AM 1470 and AM 740. To talk to Steve now, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now more Steve Kane.
All right, yeah, just do it. All right, we're back. Oh, man, I tell you, there's so much going on today. I'm Brian. You're listening to the Steve Kane Show. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes.
What is your take on Libya, and what should Americans do about it? Then you're not agreeing with them being there now. So, what is your take on it?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think about Libya, and then I'm going to, after I'm done, I'm going to ask you to tell me what you think about Libya. Okay, now listen carefully. Okay, Gaddafi is a bad guy. Okay, he was involved in that Lockerbie bombing. Okay, I was a kid, but I remember it. He was involved in that nightclub attack in Libya. And President Reagan, think about this. President Reagan, that's how long ago this was. Okay, there are people that worked for this president that weren't even alive when Reagan was president. That's how long ago it was. All right? President Reagan bombed Gaddafi. In fact, we killed his daughter in that attack. You remember we bombed Gaddafi's house?
I remember.
Hold on. You asked me what I think about Libya. I'm telling you, and you're getting impatient. Do you want to know what I think about it or not?
You asked me if I remember that what I'm saying. Yes,
I didn't ask
you're not patient. You asked me if I remember that.
You don't
want to
know what I think about Libya. Then why'd you ask me?
But you asked me if I remember that. So you should carry on saying what you think.
Okay, please don't talk too fast. Your accent is so heavy, people in the audience can't understand you. You have to talk a little slower. But let me finish. For a quarter of a century after that attack on Libya, we heard from Gaddafi once, and that one time was shortly after President Bush gave his Axis of Evil State of the Union speech, and that is when Gaddafi said he had discontinuing any connection with any WMD production, and he's been silent. Now all of a sudden, a group of people that we learned on this program yesterday by a liberal national security expert, these so-called rebels are made up of Iraqi insurgents. Remember, these were a highly trained military force that are now mercenaries down there, apparently, and also al-Qaeda forces. We are giving air support to al-Qaeda and the Iraqi insurgency. So what I think is this. While Saddam is a bad guy, he stayed out of our business for a quarter of a century, and this president is giving air support to the people that knocked down those towers in New York City and attempted to kill the previous president, George Bush. So what I think is we shouldn't be involved. Now, what do you think about Libya?
So you're saying the French shouldn't be involved on there, all those allies shouldn't be involved?
You know what? I think the French should be involved. You know why? The French have gotten their ass kicked in every single war they've ever been in. So let them get involved so that Gaddafi can keep back. If they're helping the Al Qaeda and the Iraqi insurgent rebels, they're sure to lose because no one has won with the French taking the lead.
So what do you say about the Arab League who is trying to even support this situation?
Right, listen, you're asking me question after question. You asked me a specific one on Libya. I gave you a detailed answer. What do you believe should be done in Libya?
Well, I don't have no guaranteed situation that those rebels are over there are insurgents. I don't know that, so I can't say.
Well, don't you think that the American people should know if we're giving air support to al-Qaeda and Iraqi insurgents before we give them air support?
Yeah, but a couple of
the fact that it's even a question to discuss is
frightening. Anything. And now he's doing something and it's another problem again.
What? I'm sorry, your accent again. I couldn't understand you. He's
another, a couple of weeks ago, or two or so weeks ago, I hear you and Steve saying that this president is not doing anything, that he's afraid of those people.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden...
You know, I got a relative who doesn't do anything. He sits on the couch all day, he smokes marijuana and watches television and probably has cyber sex all day. All right? We'd like him to do something, but we don't want him to go out and align himself with terrorists. You know, if he got up and said, you know what, I'm going to get off the couch, I'm giving up the weed, I'm stopping the masturbation all day, I'm going to align myself with terrorists. We wouldn't want him to do that.
Where does this come from? Tell me that. Explain this to me. I don't understand.
Explain what to you?
Where is this weed business and masturbation coming from?
I guess you have a hard time. See, to you, I have an accent. And maybe you have difficulty understanding me because of my American accent. Do you notice when Obama talks about these towns in Libya, he knows them all just like that, and he says them properly with the Arabic pronunciation?
Doing it for your commercial purposes. You have no substance.
No substance. Maybe with you we have no substance.
You don't. You are a child.
All you talk about
and hear is penis and vagina and all those kind of bloody arguments. You have no substance.
You have a problem with penises and vagina?
You are a child that is not being developed yet.
Okay, an undeveloped child. Okay, now, can I ask you something?
You should be lucky.
Can I ask you something? I want to play something for you. Okay, I want
to. Oh,
I want to play something for you. Okay? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
What do you think of Joe Biden?
What do you mean what I think of him?
See, they're afraid
to ask
you. Yeah, come on.
I think of him as a man.
Our